It off to McIntosh. McIntosh gains about 3 yards on the play. Third and three. About 9 minutes left to go in the first half. Still 0-0. Ball is on the 50. It is going to be a third and third. Third and three. Not sure if you can hear that chainsaw, but that is an indication of a third down, which hopefully the Beavers are able to get a stop. Delora's waiting for the ball. You wonder if this offensive line working with this new quarterback will cause any problems. And so far, it looks like it isn't. Delora gets the ball, hands it off to McIntosh. McIntosh runs backwards, loses yardage. Looks like it'll be a third and six. McIntosh ran backwards, essentially. Yep, fourth and six. Oskar Dragovich will be punting the ball away for the Cougars. And it will be Trevon Bradford waiting to receive the ball. Ball's up in the air. Trevon Bradford receives it at the five. He's running. Breaks a couple tackles, but only gains about 2 yards on the play. He'll be stopped right at the 7 yard line, at the Beaver 7 yard line. We're going to take a quick minute break here. You're listening to KBVR 88.7 Corvallis.
During the winter, make sure to take care of your mental health. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that aligns with seasonal changes. SAD commonly begins in late fall and or early winter and usually dissipates around spring and summer. The season's lack of sunshine has a biological influence over your body that may cause several of these characterizable symptoms. Depression, low energy, irregular sleep patterns, and changes in appetite and or weight. Luckily, seasonal affective disorder is easily treated. The most effective method to managing SAD is through lifestyle treatments. Remain active, exercise both your brain and your body, go outdoors, engage in creativity, and participate in social activities. Light therapy is also a common treatment. Visit CAPS Mind Spa to try the full-size professional-grade light therapy lamp or check out a mini portable light therapy lamp for 2 weeks at a time and continue your treatment at home. CAPS, the Valley Library, and the Student Experience Center all offer free light therapy rentals. Winter can be gloomy, but taking a proactive approach can help a lot. For more information, visit counseling.oregonstate.edu.
7:55 in the first quarter. Score is still 0-0. You just missed the last play. Trevon Bradford received the after a punt return. Trevon Bradford received the ball at the 7 yard line and was stopped right then and there, tackled at the 7 yard line. Now it's interesting because Trevon Bradford, he is 2019, 13 receptions, 121 yards, and one touchdown. You would think he'd be able to run the ball, but the Washington State defense is too much. Quick little story. Anja Hughes-Murray was named to the Comeback Player of the Year watch list after missing the entire 2019 season due to injury, looking to become the second Beaver to win the award, following our very own Jake Luden, who won it last year. Now, Jake Luden will be getting his very first NFL start tomorrow when he played the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Houston Texans. Personally, I am very excited to see Jake Luden play. This man has deserved it, he has worked for it, and he has earned his spot in the NFL. Cannot wait to see what he can do tomorrow. But that's tomorrow. We're focusing on today. First and 10 at the 7-yard line. Now, the Washington State defense is out. They're ready to go, but the Oregon State offense is slow. Perhaps calling a play of some sort? Here comes the offense trotting out. Tristan Jebbia leading their way. Champ Flemings is out in slot. So is Zari Beeson. At running back, you have a very own Jamar Jefferson. Snaps the ball. Jamar Jefferson hands it off. Keeps running. Gains about 3 yards on the play. Second and six at the 11. Nice handoff by Jamar Jefferson. And we've seen Jamar Jefferson rush. We know he can rush. Just look at last year's game against Washington State. He had 270 yards with 46 carries and 6 touchdowns. We know he can rush. Snaps the ball. Hands it off again to Jamar Jefferson. Only gains about 2 yards on the play. Third and four at the 13-yard line. About 7:10 left in the first quarter to go, still 0-0. This has really been proven to be a battle of the defenses for both teams. Interesting. Flemings is out. Tekken Quatoriano is in. Jimmy might be throwing. Snaps the ball. Looks downfield. Throws it deep. Overthrow Champ Flemings. Ball was overthrown. 4th and 5 at the 12-yard line. That Jimmy's pass was just too much overthrown. It was too overthrown, and Flemings was not able to catch it. Caleb Lightborn is back out punting for the Beavs. As I mentioned before, Lightborn, transfer from Nebraska. Spent 2 years there before coming over here. Getting ready to snap. Lightborn gets the ball. Punts it away just in time. Fair catch is called. Stopped right at the 43-yard line. Now, it's interesting to know, as I mentioned earlier, Max Borgi starts at a running back for the Cougars will not be playing. And you would think that the Oregon State offense would capitalize on that. But the Washington State defense is holding their own. So 0-0, 6:34 left in the first quarter. 1st and 10, ball at the 42-yard line. We'll be taking a quick 30-second timeout. You listen to KBVR, 88.7 Corvallis.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
After a punt by the Beavers, it'll be Delora leading the Cougars back on for the offense. Now, one thing to note is Delora is a freshman, a true freshman from Honolulu, Hawaii. Coach Jonathan Smith said so much different film was watched, but particularly the high school film. After all, that's all there is to watch on Jason Delora. There is no college film of him, only high school film. So really, that's got to be a different approach on how to approach a coming quarterback, whether it be a young or old quarterback. High school film? It's something certainly new. As I mentioned before, the Beavers are repping a damn change logo on their helmets, which is probably due to at least trying to invoke some sort of change. And I wholeheartedly agree with that message. As I mentioned before, in the span of 24 hours, there have been 2 Pac-12 games that have been canceled because of a positive COVID test. That was Washington at Cal and Arizona at Utah. It makes you wonder which schools are following protocols and which schools are not. Which schools are taking them seriously, which ones are not. It's obvious that Oregon State and Washington State are taking these protocols very seriously. And Jonathan Smith has even said that he is very proud of his players for stepping up and following these protocols seriously. Washington State, on the other hand, they're following these protocols as well. So it's clear that these players want to play, and they will do anything and everything to play. Delora back out on the field. Waiting to receive the ball. I see Hamilcar Rashid Jr. It's amazing how he has not gotten a single sack yet. Maybe it's that O-line. The O-line's definitely stopped him. Hamilcar Rashid Jr. will definitely be looking for that sack. Delora signals right. Snaps the ball, receives it. Launches it. Caught. Flag on the play. Gain of about 15 yards. Pass was completed. That was to Jalen Watson, transfer from Ventura College. Flag is on the play. Looks like it appears to be on Oregon State. Potentially pass interference. As I mentioned before Jaden Delora, true freshman, for the Cougars. Automatic first down. Apparently that was a pass interference on the defense. That was Nashawn Wright who got the call. 2019, 34 tackles with 0.5 tackles for loss. Picked off 3 passes, the first beat to do so since 2014. That moves him up to the 46-yard line. And you got to wonder, these pass interference calls, they really hurt the defense. Moves him up 15 yards. That's really got to hurt the defense. Snaps the ball. Ballard are looking. Launches down the middle, incomplete. That was Jadon Grant that stopped him. It'll be 3rd and 10 at the 46-yard line. 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Simon Savard comes on the field now. Second and 10 at the 46. Delora gets the ball, hands it off to McIntosh, fakes a play action. It only gains about 8 yards on that play. Be 3rd and 2. That was a completion to Javale Harris. 3rd and 2 at the 38-yard line. Now you got to wonder, if you're Oregon State, what do you do? This has been the third down. You got to switch something up for sure. One thing that also blows me away is Hamilcar Rashid Jr. has not received a single sack yet. It's got to be contributing to the O-line. Delora hands it off to McIntosh. McIntosh, it looks like McIntosh is short. He might have gotten it. He gets a first down. Delora and McIntosh, what a duo. Tackled right at the 34-yard line. First and 10 from the Beavers' own 34-yard line. That is the third consecutive first down. And this drive is just going to keep going for the Cougars if the Beavers cannot stop them. Delora sees the ball. Looks downfield. Makes a completed catch, but is tackled right at the 30-yard line. That was Alex Austin with the stop. Tackled right at the 30-yard line. That'll be 2nd and 6. At the 30-yard line. Alex Austin saw that pass coming, almost picked it off, but managed to stop. 2nd and 5 for the 29-yard line. Laura waiting. Snaps the ball. Takes handles to McIntosh. There is a flag on the play. And Travell Harris caught it in the end zone. It's a touchdown. Cougars. That was Travell Harris. There is a flag on the play, but most likely the Cougars will decline that. Yep, the result is a touchdown. It is 6-0. 6-0. Cougars lead the Beavers. It'll be Blake Mazza for the field goal attempt. He is 20 for 21 on field goals. Longest 51 yards. And 30 for 36 in his entire career. Will it be 31? And drills in the extra point. 7-0 Cougars. And you got to wonder, how will the Oregon State offense and defense respond to an early score from the Cougars? We're going to take a quick 30-second break here. You listen to 88.7 KBVR Corvallis.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now he can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
If you're just joining us, the Cougars just scored a touchdown against the Beavers, making it 7-0 with 3:50 left in the first quarter. Now you gotta wonder, Jaden Delora. A lot of people had doubt on him because he's a freshman quarterback and he's new to the entire program, a new head coach. But he did have a successful drive, literally successful drive. He saw Travell Harris wide open in the end zone, threw it right to him. It'll be the Beavers not receiving. This makes you wonder, will the Beavers return? Will the Beavers make an attempt to return for a touchdown, or will they call the fair catch? Anything to level the score at this point now. Let's talk about the remaining schedule for Oregon State. So, November 14th, it's at Washington. That'll be Washington's first game of the season after Cal at Washington. Washington versus Cal got canceled due to a COVID-19 positive test. After that, Beavers will be playing against Cal here. After that, November 27th, their in-state rival, Oregon. And those two games after that will be Utah and Stanford on December 5th and December 12th. All right, special teams out on the field. It will be Champ Flemings going to return the ball. And Blake Mazza will be the one kicking the field goal. Not the field goal. Kick out. Blake Mazza launches it downfield. Launches it. Flemings going to return it. Not settling for the fair catch. Makes a couple jukes. Stopped right at the 33-yard line. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Solid return from Champ Fleming, and we know how good of a player Champ Fleming is. Despite his height, 5'5", he has made some remarkable plays. You guys remember the Cal Poly game where he essentially caught a pass over a 6-foot defender. You're never going to see that anywhere else. Real comforting to see Andre Hughes-Murray back on the field after missing the entire season. False start on the play against the Beavers, but Toriano jumped too early. That'll back him up 5 yards, 4-15 from the 37-yard line. 3:42 left in the first quarter. That's got to hurt the offense for sure. Any plays they have, they definitely have to change them up now. Snaps the ball, hands it off, takes a handoff. Incomplete pass. Trying to throw it to B.J. Baylor, the running back, but to no avail. It was too low. More about B.J. Baylor. 2019, he had 30 rushes, 177 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He's back in on the play. Jerron Bradford also in. And this has the ball. That was a deep downfield. Incompleted pass. No pass interference call, and the Beavers did not like that at all. Jabia was trying to throw it to Luke Musgrave, 6'6" sophomore from Bend, Oregon. He only had 2 passes and 18 receptions last season. Jabia snaps. Rushes. He's running. And is stopped right at the 25-yard line. No gain on the play. Another third and out for the Beavers. This does not look good for Oregon State. It'll be Caleb Warren set to punt again for the Beavers. 4th and 16. This makes you wonder just if Washington State keeps on hammering down these three and outs for the Beavers, it'll be a huge problem for them all game long. Caleb Liborn out set to punt again. Be punting from the 12-yard line. High snap. Caleb fumbles it. Nearly gets it away. Still punts it. Only a short punt right at the 49-yard line. It was the high snap, and Liborn just couldn't read it in time. Almost gave up a safety. Luckily, he didn't. Still able to get it away. Lands at the 49-yard line. Almost a special teams nightmare. We saw plenty of those in the first couple of weeks of the season. Luckily, not the case with the Beavers. 1st and 10 at the 49-yard line. At the Cougars' 49-yard line. Jane DeLore is on fire tonight. But he has a touchdown pass. And he looks solid as a quarterback. I think he's really cementing his position as a Washington State quarterback. Makes you wonder. He has a lot to prove. Freshman, new head coach, new program, and he looks like he's on fire tonight. Now, DeLore throws it to Calvin Jackson Jr. Duke Jr. gets the ball, but is out right at the 40-yard line. 2nd and 3 from the 42-yard line, gain of 7 yards. 2:22 left in the first half. 7-0 Cougars lead against the Beavers. This makes me wonder, did the Beavers have this game circled? I'm sure they did, losing a heartbreaker last season. I'm pretty sure the Beavers are thinking about that right now as they're trying to make a play of some sort. Dora throws a deep downfield, and it's picked off by Jaden Grant right at the end zone. Jaden Grant with the pick. Beavers get the ball back. For those who don't know, Oregon State has a tradition where the turnover chainsaw. We were not sure if we'd be seeing that. Oh, we hear it. It's insane. Jaden Grant with the interception. Pacific Beavers back in great field position at the 20-yard line. It is a touchback. Beavers will have the ball at the 20-yard line. 1st and 10 from the 20. That was definitely a huge sigh of relief for them after another 3-and-out and almost a special teams nightmare. Huge sigh of relief for Jaden Grant to get that interception. From the 20. Takes a handoff. Trevor throws it downfield. Zariah Beeson gains about 10 yards on the play. Another first down. 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line. Zariah Beeson is really a player that Jonathan Smith appreciates. He gave so much praise to him during the press conference. Zariah Beeson, 6-foot freshman from Duncanville, Texas. Jebbia pitches to Jefferson. Jefferson breaking tackles, stopped at the 50-yard line, gaining about 20 yards. 1st and 10 from the 50. Gains about 17 yards on the play. First and 10 from the Beavers' own 49-yard line. Takes a jet sweep. Jebby is still waiting. Jebby hands it off to Jefferson. Jefferson running. Gain of about 10 yards on the play. Stopped at the 40-yard line. Is it a first down? No, it's not. 2nd and 1 on the Cougars' own 40-yard line. 30 seconds left in the first half. 7-0 Cougars. If Jamar Jefferson keeps running the ball like this, we will certainly end up in the end zone. Jefferson in the backfield. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Hands off to Jefferson. Flag on the play. Another spectacular run by Jamar Jefferson, but there is a flag. Another spectacular run of about 20 yards. That was a second and one. Holding is called on offense. That'll back the Beavers up 10 yards. Still we play second down. Four seconds left in the first quarter. And at the conclusion of the first quarter, it is 7-0. Cougars lead the Beavers in Corvallis, Oregon. We'll take a quick minute break. You're listening to KBVR 88.7 Corvallis.
Hey Beavers, let's talk about sleep. Did you know 2/3 of students experience extreme drowsiness in class and that poor sleep habits can negatively impact your GPA? It's recommended to get between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Blue light emitted from electronic devices hinders the production of melatonin, the hormone that readies you for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, try turning off screens at least 1 hour before going to bed, avoiding caffeine before 2 p.m., and maintaining a regular sleep schedule. CAPS wishes you a better sleep tonight.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Oregon State University is challenging its community to take a step forward in mental health awareness and advocacy through a new training simulation called Cognito, recognizing and supporting students in distress. OSU students, faculty, and staff who take the Cognito training will not only learn how to recognize the warning signs of mental distress, but also how to help others in an empathetic and effective manner. It is essential to create an environment of mental health awareness and a culture of care on our campus. Join others in the OSU community and do your part to fight mental illness.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is now the second quarter of the Oregon State-Washington State football game here in Corvallis, Oregon. Cougars are leading 7-0 after a strong performance from Jason DeLora. However, Oregon State did stop the bleeding a bit with an interception from Jadon Grant in the end zone. Now, personally, I think that if fans were allowed in the stands this season, the arena would have exploded when Jadon Grant got that interception. It was a beautiful interception. DeLora just overthrew it, as most quarterbacks do, overthrew it. Jadon Grant got the pass, and he got the ball back for his team. However, it is 2nd and 16 now from the Beavers on 45-yard line after there was holding called on the offense. It was 2nd and 1, too. So it makes you really wonder, are they going to run another Jamar Jefferson run? Going to go for a throw? Maybe Tristan Jebbia will turn on the Jets and go for one of his own? We don't know. 2nd and 16, it's one of those plays where you can really do anything just to get a couple of yards. Hopefully the Beavers will score this quarter. It is only 7-0 though, so strong defensive showings from both teams. Offense back on the field. Spot it at the 45-yard line. 2nd and 16. There's Jebbia. Jamar Jefferson's out there too. Jebbia calling a play of some sort. That's the ball. Looks downfield. Throws it deep. Incomplete. Jerome Bradford just couldn't hold on tackled right at the 40-yard line. That's a reset. 3rd and 16 from the 45-yard line. No gain on the play. Jerron Bradford was dealing with double coverage. It makes me wonder, was that the original play? Or did Jebby just panic and throw it to Jerron Bradford, knowing he was in double coverage? Whatever this next play has to be, it has to be something. 3rd and 16 from the 45-yard line. And the Cougars on 45. That's the ball. Jumpy looks downfield. Launches it downfield. Flemings catches it. Only gains about 10 yards on the play. It is not enough. 14:42 left in the second quarter. Still 7-0. Now, offense, it looks like the offense staying on the field. Might be ruling where this ball stands. Interesting. A targeting foul was called on Washington State. It's under review now. Interesting. Did not see any targeting. I know if there was fans in the stands, Oregon State fans would be loving that call on the play. Interesting. They're calling targeting on number 32 on the defense. On Tanner Moku, 6-foot freshman in Honolulu, Hawaii. The walk-on freshman, actually. They're showing the replay right now, and it might be one of those plays where it's too close to call. It's definitely going to be too close to call. Surely no player ever intends to do targeting, but if it has a look, he might be done with this game. Now, what appears to be, Flemings is being taken down by the other defender, but Monku runs in, helmet down, and at the same moment, Flemings, they hit helmets. It does not look intentional at all, but Moku should have stopped earlier to avoid that targeting call. It's one of those plays where it's really too close to call. It could go either ways. In one way, it would help the Beavers with the player being out, but it would harm Washington State with Tanner Moku out. A walk-on freshman from Honolulu, Hawaii. 6-foot freshman. It was Charles Smith Wade who pulled Flemings down. So the call was reversed. No targeting on the play. Moku gets to stay on. So they decided to just replay the play as a whole. Fourth and 8 now, and it looks like the Beavers are going for it. They're at the Cougars' 47-yard line. Solid field positioning. So they're going for it. Interesting. 4th and 8. Wonder what play they're going to pull out. Jimmy's trying to draw him offsides. Snaps the ball. Punts it. Interesting. Jevia punts it from the 47-yard line and gets it at the 10. I think if the Beavers need a backup punter, Jevia is the guy for it. So now it'll be the Cougars back on offense with Delora leading the way. Last time they're on offense, they scored. 7-0. 14:25 left in the second quarter. 1st and 10 from the 7-yard line. The Cougars on 7-yard line. 7-yard line. Seeing that play just reminded me of a drop kick in football. You don't see those plays too often, but Jebby did show his leg power. There's a timeout on the play. We're going to take a quick minute break. Listen to KBVR 88.7 Corvallis.
Oregon State University is challenging its community to take a step forward in mental health awareness and advocacy through a new training simulation called Cognito, recognizing and supporting students in distress. OSU students, faculty, and staff who take the Cognito training will not only learn how to recognize the warning signs of mental distress, but also how to help others in an empathetic and effective manner. It is essential to create an environment of mental health awareness and a culture of care on our campus. Join others in the OSU community and do your part to fight mental illness.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now, Tristan Jebbia was recruited as a quarterback. However, he displayed his punting ability right now. A couple seconds ago, Tristan Jebbia faked a snap, called it, backed up about 5 yards, received the snap again, and punted it away like he was a punter. I think he took it to his own hands that maybe he wanted to show Jonathan Smith that, if need be, he could be a backup punter as well. That was an amazing punt, though, from the 50-yard line to get it to the 10, roughly 40 yards. Solid punt by Tristan Jebbia, and backs the Cougars up in their own end zone. First and 10, from the Cougars 7, Cougars are leading 7-0 against the Beavers. This makes me wonder, will this game be anything like last year's game, 54-53, in a barn burner of a game? Oregon State fans know, well, frankly, they don't want to remember that game because if Oregon State would have won that game, would have been bowl eligible. Delora sees the ball. Hamakershi looking. Delora looks away. Bobbles it. Incomplete pass. It was Hamakershi Jr. who tackled Delora right at the 5-yard line. Still, it'll go down as an incomplete pass. Delora was able to get the ball away just in time. Hamakershi Jr. still looking for his first sack of the game. It is 2nd and 10 from the 7-yard line. 14-18 left to go in the second quarter. Shifting the defense. Now, I know you guys can't see it, but Oregon State defense has been shifting a lot before the snap. Maybe this throw the Beavers off? So, a solid run. Pass complete by Travell Harris. Another solid gain. Gain about 15 yards on the play. Excuse me. More than 15 yards on the play. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line. There was no tackling Travell Harris, who was pushed out of bounds by Jadon Grant, the same player who got the interception earlier in the game. Beavers are playing zone coverage. Delora looking. Running backwards. Pump fakes. Unable to complete it. Hamel Karishi Jr. and Alex Austin are on his tail. Isaiah down with a solid coverage. One thing to note about Isaiah Dunn is that a lot of the young cornerbacks have said that he is one of the role models in the room. Alex Austin is one of them too. Isaiah Dunn, senior, 6 foot, from Antioch, California. 12 games, 42 tackles, 5 tackles for loss. Flag is on the play. Might be a false start on the defense. Timeout has been called by Washington State. Interesting. 2nd and 10 at their own 35-yard line. They call a timeout. Interesting. Well, there is a timeout on the play, so we'll be taking a quick minute break. You are tuning into 88.7 KBVR Corvallis.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
Oregon State University is challenging its community to take a step forward in mental health awareness and advocacy through a new training simulation called Cognito, recognizing and supporting students in distress. OSU students, faculty, and staff who take the Cognito training will not only learn how to recognize the warning signs of mental distress, but also how to help others in an empathetic and effective manner. It is essential to create an environment of mental health awareness and a culture of care on our campus. Join others in the OSU community and do your part to fight mental illness.
Do you want to keep up with everything from KBVR-FM? On our Twitter, @KBVR_FM, you can talk with your favorite DJ, stay up on the latest from our music blog, and let us know what you've been listening to. We care about what you have to say here at your college station. 88.7 FM, KBVR, Corvallis.
While there's a timeout on the play, let's break down the stats for both teams. So far in this game, Washington State has gained 130 yards. Oregon State, 50. Passing yards, Washington State has 100. Oregon State, 21. Rushing yards, Washington State, 30. Oregon State, 29. Oregon State really has to step up in this game if they want to win. After the timeout, one thing to note is Washington State has had 22 total plays so far, while the Beavers have had 14. Cougars have about 10 minutes of possession time, looking to increase that. Dora gets the ball. Runs downfield, throws it. Incomplete pass. Alex Austin breaks it up. Tackled at the 37-yard line. Incomplete pass. Puts him right back at the 35-yard line. 3rd and 10. 13:24 left in the second quarter. Cougars still up 7-0, looking for another score. I keep mentioning Alex Austin. Well, fun fact, I went to high school with him. He played for my high school football team. And it's really amazing to follow him throughout his collegiate career. Third and 10 at the Cougars' 35-yard line. Delora snaps, looks downfield, open receiver, completes the ball, pushed out of bounds right at the 47-yard line. As Renard Bell, with the completion, gets the Cougars another first down and more possession time. The first and 10 at the 49-yard line, at the Cougars' own 49-yard line, about 13 minutes left in the second quarter. In terms of rushing, Jaden Delora is on top right now. He's had 2 attempts and has gained 20 yards on both of his plays. Deion McIntosh attempted 5 rushes and 10 yards. Delora throws the ball. Another completion to Renard. This time only gains about 5 yards on the play. Renard was pushed out of bounds. You know, about 5 yards, it'll be 2nd and 6 at the 47-yard line. The Beavers' 47-yard line, across half field. There have been 0 fumbles in this game, but there have been 2 sacks, and Washington State has had both those sacks, which is amazing because Hamilcar Rashid Jr., one of the best linebackers in the country, has yet to get a sack. Delora snaps the ball, looks downfield, pointing out, running, does not find a receiver, runs out of bounds. Gets it out just in time. Third and six, 47 yards. Incomplete pass to Calvin. Jameer Calvin. That turnover, that chainsaw's buzzing. That means third down, third and six, 47 yard line. The Beavers on 47 yard line. 11:53 left in the second half. So far in this drive, there have been seven players from Washington State with 46 yards. So he gets the ball, hands it off to McIntosh, fakes a handoff. Incomplete pass. Galore was trying to pass the ball to Javon Harris to no avail. The fourth and six, 47 yard line. They will not be going for the field goal attempt. Oscar Dragic is out to punt the ball away for the Cougars. This does stop the bleeding a bit for the Beavers. They're looking to get the first score of the game. Dragic punts it away just in time. Looking to pin it inside the 10-yard line. Ball goes out of bounds right at the 7-yard line. Puts the Beavers at their own 7-yard line. First and 10. Oscar Dragic, he has punted 30 times in total last season, 2019. Punted 30 times. His longest punt is 62 yards, and he has 12 punts inside the 20. He can now add one more for his career. That punt was at the 7-yard line. Now, first and 10 from the 7-yard line. That's really close for the Beavers. Makes me wonder, too. Since Jamar Jefferson had a strong running game in the first quarter, will the Beavers utilize that more in the second quarter? Especially now. They have their own 7-yard line. They need to make up significant yardage. Jamar Jefferson is the man for that. Jamar Jefferson, 5'10" junior out of Harbor City, California, 219 rushing. He's had 142 rushes, 685 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Receiving, he's had 9 receptions, 85 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So it shows how strong he is both running and catching. Fun fact about Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson last season was the number 22. He is now the number 6. And when asked about that, he said it's a family number. He said that his family goes way back. He's number 6. His dad, his uncle, his grandpa. The number 6 means so much to him. And when Jake Gluden graduated, number 6 was available. Jamar Jefferson quickly pounced on that number, solidifying his family legacy. The fact that it's only 7-0 in the second quarter, it's a phenomenal showing of defense on both sides. Both Washington State and Oregon State have had phenomenal defensive stops. And although Oregon State has allowed one score, it doesn't really affect them too much. In terms of passing, Tristan Jebby is 2-for-7, gaining 21 yards. Jaden Delora is 10-for-20 with 118 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. In terms of receiving, Zariah Beeson, number 18, has had 1 reception for 13 yards. And Jarrell Harris has had 4 receptions for 65 yards. 1 touchdown, longest 29 yards. Beavers on the field. That's a ball. Jebby looking for an open receiver. Jebby is running. Breaks the tackle. Runs out of bounds, gains about 3 yards on the play. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the own 10-yard line. Jebby really is a mobile quarterback, and it's one of my favorite things about him. Mobile quarterbacks typically get more significant yardage, and he's proved it right there. 2nd and 7 at the 10-yard line. The Beavers 10-yard line. 11:21 left to go in the second quarter. Hands the ball off to Jefferson. Jefferson breaks a couple tackles. Stop at the 15-yard line. The 16-yard line, excuse me. We get 3rd-and-1 at the 16. Just needing one more yard to get the first down. Now, it makes you wonder, will Jebbia attempt to throw the ball or will hand it off to Jamar Jefferson? It's only a yard after all. That can make so much of a difference in the football game. Fakes a handoff, screen pass. Tegan Quatoriano is open, gets a first down. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 19-yard line. So far, three plays, 12 yards. Not bad for Oregon State offense. Oregon State still looking for their first score. Jimmy hands it off to Jamar Jefferson. Tackled. Jefferson's tackled at the 28-yard line. Solid yardage gain. It is now 2nd and 2 on the 27-yard line. Beaver's 27-yard line. Jefferson on the backfield. And they need to gain 2 yards on the play. Hands it off again. Jefferson gains phenomenal yardage. Tackled at the 40. Beat 1st and 10 at the 40-yard line. As of right now, Jamar Jefferson has had 7 rushes, has gained 47 yards with an average of 6.7 yards per play. Jefferson tries to rush again but loses yardage. It'll be 2nd and 11 from the 41-yard line. He was 41-yard line. The Washington State defensive line really stopped Jamar Jefferson from getting any more yardage. 2nd and 10 from the Beavers' 42-yard line. 8:53 left in the second quarter. Here gets the ball. Looks left. Completes the pass. Stopped right at the 45-yard line. That was Kobe Taylor making the catch for the Beavers. That'll be 3rd and 2 from the 50. 8:19 left to go in the second quarter. That is now 7 plays for 43 yards for the Beavers. Colby Taylor getting 7 yards on the play. Might be a timeout call on the play. Interesting. It appears to be Washington State has called another timeout. It makes me wonder, how is the Washington State defense going to stop Jamar Jefferson? They clearly can't. 9 rushing attempts, 62 yards, 6.9 yards per rush. Or how are they going to stop Tristan Jebbia too? He's 4 for 9, but he's gained 31 yards. And this defense has really got to step up if they want to stop both his offense. Quick timeout. Beavers are back on the field. Third and 2 from the half-yard line. 50 from the 50-yard line. 8:02 left to go in the second quarter. Interesting play. Chance Nolan, the backup quarterback, was put in for the game. They had Tristan Jebbia as a wide receiver. Chance Nolan was in the play. He was at quarterback, and he ran 10 yards for the first down. It's 1st and 10 at the 46-yard line. Chance Nolan, the transfer from Saddleback College, was ranked the number one dual threat junior college quarterback by JCCGoodIron.com. Jebby is back at quarterback. Play action. Throws it downfield. Makes a connection to Quatoriano. Quatoriano gets the first down. Pushed out of bounds. Gets the first down at the 45-yard line. 35-yard line. Excuse me. First and 10 from the 34-yard line. 7:17 left in the second quarter. If you're keeping up with me, that's 9 plays of 59 yards for the Beavers. And they have yet to give a single timeout. Hands off to Jefferson. Jefferson only gains about a yard on the play. Still 2nd and 10 from 34-yard line. DJ Baylor gave the rush. About 1 yard. 2nd and 9, 33-yard line. 6:30 left in the second quarter. Jimmy gets the ball. Is BJ Baylor able to make the connection? He's tackled at the 30-yard line, but Ford Puggles will put him at the 28-yard line. It'll be about 3rd and 3 from the 27-yard line. 6:10 left to go in the second quarter. Cougars are up 7-0. 1 timeout left to go, while Beavers have all 3. Jamar Jefferson really is unstoppable this game. 9 rushes, 62 yards. Longest, 18 yards. Jimmy launches it downfield. Makes a connection to Champ Flemings. Flemings tackled right at the 18-yard line. Excuse me, that was Uriah Beeson on the play. Not Champ Flemings. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Beavers looking for their first score of the game. This is 11 plays, 66 yards. With 5:20 left to go in the second quarter. Do you have your play action? Hands the ball to Jefferson. Jefferson with some amazing yardage. Gains the first down and puts first and goal on the 7-yard line. First and goal on the 7-yard line. Jamar Jefferson with another spectacular rush. Jefferson in the backfield. Jebby hands the ball to Jefferson. Not able to gain any yardage. Might have even lost yardage. Jefferson was tackled right at the 7-yard line. 2nd and goal at the 7-yard line. I think this Washington State defense has really picked up on whether or not Jefferson rushing the ball. No gain on the rush. It appears to be. Nope, not a timeout. We have to spawn the ball. Zariah Beeson. Tristan Jebbius. He's using the ball. Fakes a pitch. Looks downfield, launches it, wide open to the receiver, touchdown Beavers, 7-7, the game is tied. That was Trevon Bradford with the catch, all along the end zone, untouched. I know everybody mentions practice social distancing. Well, Trevon Bradford really did. He was wide open in the end zone, no one covering him, that's a touchdown. The score is now 7-0. Excuse me. 7-6. Everett Hayes trying for the extra point. Launches it. Everett Hayes gets extra point. 7-7. 4:10 left in the second quarter. We're going to take a quick minute break. You're listening to KBVR 88.7 Corvallis.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't mean it's totally safe. Did you know the long-term effects of vaping have not yet been fully documented? Products from companies like Juul contain addictive nicotine and haven't been reviewed or tested by the FDA. OSU students who want to join the Great American Smokeout and quit all nicotine products can get help here on campus for free. The folks at Student Health Services have the knowledge and the products to help students quit safely. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos, y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, the Oregon State Beavers just scored their first touchdown of the game. Tristan Jevia completed a pass to Travon Bradford for 7 yards, and Everett Hayes kicked the extra point, and the attempt was good. It is now 7-7. Oregon State and Washington State are tied. Now it's 7-7 with 4:10 left in the second quarter. Makes you wonder, this defense has really stepped up for both parties. Last year, knock on wood, last year this game was 54-53. A high-scoring game. Not the case this year. Both defenses have stepped up and really they're showing on the field who they are. The fact that it's 7-7 alone, it's insane. And I know that if Beaver Nation was here in the stadium, they would be cheering loud and proud for Travon Bradford. Fun fact, I did mention to watch out for Travon Bradford, and I think I made an accurate prediction. So I'll pat myself on the back right there. Good prediction. Jebby is now 8 for 13, 65 yards and 1 touchdown, with no interceptions yet. That was 15 plays for 93 yards. They started the drive at the 7-yard line and still managed to score a touchdown. That's insane. Oregon State will now be kicking off the ball. Looks like it'll be Tyrese Ross set to return the ball for the Cougars. Kickoff, here we go. Cougars launch it down the field. Tyrese Ross catches it at the 5-yard line. Will not settle for the fair catch. Tackled right at the 18-yard line. Sean Harris with the tackle. Stopped right at the 15-yard line. First and 10 from the 16. Excuse me. Now, question is, can Jane Delora put up another strong drive to score again for the Cougars? We'll find and see. 4:04 left in the second quarter. Score is tied 7-0. First and 10 on the Cougars' 16-yard line. Delora hands off to McIntosh. McIntosh is tackled right at the 25-yard line. Gains about 9 yards on the play. He's second and one. Second and two on the Cougars' 24-yard line. Now, it seems that Washington State offense is adjusting just fine without Max Borgie, their star-studded running back. Deion McIntosh has had 6 rushes, has gained 18 yards, with an average of 3 yards per rush. Not Max Borgie numbers, but it's something. Delora gets the ball. Launches it downfield. Pass is completed right at the 42-yard line. That was to Calvin Rice Jr. That was one of those plays where toes are in. It looks like it was going out, but it didn't. Tremendous play by Jason Delora. Completed to Jameer Calvin for 18 yards. First and 10 from the Cougars on 42-yard line. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Now, if you're Washington State, with one timeout left to go, you gotta be really careful where you're gonna burn it. McIntosh with another run, stops short right at the 50. That was Isaac Hodgins making the stop. Brother of Isaiah Hodgins, current wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. Still have yet to see a sack from Hamilcar Rashid Jr., which is rare. Shifting the line. Delora snaps. Another tremendous catch by Jameer Calvin. Spotted right at the 45-yard line. Another out-of-bounds catch. That's phenomenal. Makes me wonder. Jaden Delora, he's purposely throwing to receivers that are near the out-of-bounds lines. Is he doing that to stop the clock so they have more time? Interesting. Makes me wonder. Oh, they're going to challenge this play. They're going to replay whether or not to see Jameer Calvin was inbounds when he caught that. From what I saw, it looked pretty clear. 2 feet were inbounds, had control, and I think this catch is going to be, it's really close actually. This might not be overturned. This one is too close to tell. Jameer Calvin was right. His toes were on the line. This is really too close to tell. It could be anyone's game at this point. Now, there is no fans in the stands. Of course not. There's a pandemic. But one thing to note is that there's a bunch of cardboard cutouts. And I might be going crazy, but there are some NFL stars in the stands. I see Patrick Mahomes. I see Tom Brady. I see Deshaun Watson. I see Brandon Cooks, former Oregon State wide receiver. I see Johnny Hecker somewhere out there. I think the idea of having these cutouts in the stands is something fun and intriguing. Plus, it's cool. You could say that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are at an Oregon State game. Some more players I see. I see Aaron Rodgers. I see Johnny Garoppolo. I see a couple Oregon State fans. Interesting. I should have got a cardboard cutout on myself. Troy Polamalu somewhere cheering out there. Now, call back on the field. Call is confirmed. Be first and 10 from the 45-yard line. 2 minutes left to go. In the second quarter. Cougars are on the Beavers 45-yard line this time. So far, 4 plays, 39 yards for the freshman quarterback. He's 12 for 22. Delora's running. Breaks a tackle. Wow. Gains about 8 yards on the play. Stopped right at the 37-yard line. I wonder who Jaden Delora's favorite quarterback is. It's got to be Lamar Jackson. This man runs like him. He's run at least 2 read option plays. The Cougars need to score on this drive to get the upper edge, heading into halftime. They score, it'll be 14-7. Delora fakes a handoff. Nope. McIntosh stays on his feet, gains a first down, tackled right at the 25-yard line. Go out of bounds. Clock will stop at 1 minute left. The Cougars score on this drive. They will lead going into half. The first and 10 on the 25-yard line. With only 1 minute left in the second quarter. They're not settling for the field goal, they're going for the touchdown. Deion McIntosh now has 8 rushing attempts, 38 yards, with about 4.8 yards per play. Delora launches it downfield. Another out of bounds catch caught. This time, stop right at the 40-yard line, 20-yard line. Second and 3 at the 18-yard line. Another pass completed to Javale Harris for 7 yards. And out of bounds they go, pass off the clock. 54 seconds left in the second half. Second quarter. Second and three, wondering, will Delora run? Hackintosh maybe run? Will they go for the throw? Oregon State playing a lot of zone coverage now. Delora looks downfield, launches it for the end zone, incomplete. There was a flag on the play. That was an incomplete pass, but there is a flag on the play. On who the flag is on will be in question. Pass interference called on Alex Austin for the Beavers. This will be now. This moves the Cougars up significant yardage. Moves them up to the 3 yard line, the Beavers' 3 yard line. First and goal on the three. The Beavers need to stop the Cougars on this drive in any attempts to score in the second quarter. Now, 7 plays, 81 yards. Delora, 13 for 23 with 150 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Delora throws it. That's a touchdown in the end zone. Delora throws the ball, gets a touchdown for the Cougars, making it 13-7 with 44 seconds left in the second quarter. Delora had everybody pulling that play, faked the play action, and handed the ball off and threw it. That was Renard Bell, gained for 3 yards. With Blake Maza in. Timeout is called. Actually, no. The ruling of the touchdown is under review. Apparently they're challenging whether or not it was a touchdown or a completed pass. From what I see, it's too close to tell. Looks like Renard Bell had control. The question is whether or not he dropped the ball on the way down. His elbow was down. Both his knee and his elbow were down. It might be a touchdown. I know there's always that rule where you need a significant amount of evidence to overturn it, but I don't see them overturning this. This might say it's a touchdown for the Cougars. It might be ruled as an interception. That was Isaiah Dunn. It was on Renard Bell. It appears to be Renard Bell lost control and Dunn came up with it. Nothing yet, though. Still waiting on a call. For those of you just joining us, the Cougars have scored a touchdown, but that touchdown is in question whether or not it was a completed pass. 44 seconds left in the second quarter, this touchdown will be huge. Now, if you're, say this is a touchdown, and you're Oregon State, 44 seconds left, what do you do? Do you just kneel it out, or do you make the attempt to get an extra touchdown? Interesting. Delora and the offense are back out on the field, so this might be overturned. Delora's back on the field. Might be second. No, I was wrong. Excuse me. It's incomplete pass. That touchdown is taken away. It's now 7-7. Score is tied again. It's now second and goal from the 3 yard line. That is huge. That could have had the Cougars at a comfortable lead, 14-7 heading into halftime, but no, we're tied. We're still tied. Now that's one stop for the Beavers. They need at least 2 more. And what would be a touchdown is now an incomplete pass. That really hurts the offense. And Delora. I've definitely got to put down his self-confidence. But that does not matter. Delora hands the ball to McIntosh. McIntosh drives straight down the middle. It's a touchdown. Washington State, 13-7. This time, 37 seconds left in the second quarter. A beautiful play. It looked like Delora was going for the read option, but it just handed the ball off to McIntosh, and McIntosh scored a touchdown for the Cougars. Blake Mazza trying for the extra point. Jaguars holding. Blake Mazza does get the extra point and hits a cardboard cutout in the process. That poor cardboard cutout. Now, it is 37 seconds left in the second quarter. Cougars will kick it away to the Beavers. Now, the real question is, if you're the Beavers, what do you do? Do you kneel it out? Do you give it to DeMar Jefferson to rush? Do you Hail Mary, try to channel your inner Aaron Rodgers and throw a Hail Mary? What do you do? Are they trying to maybe give it to DeMar Jefferson? Rush as much as he can, get a field goal range? Stop the bleeding just a bit? Who knows? Score is 14-7. Cougars are leading by a touchdown. 37 seconds left in the second quarter. Back on my quest for the cardboard cutouts, I've just found Cam Newton. Interesting. Most of these cardboard cutouts are Oregon State fans, but there's a lot of props out there. There's a lot of different football players. Kicks the ball off. Ron Bradford. Champ Flemings kneels in the end zone. They'll get the ball at the 25-yard line. There's a touchback by Flemings. Puts him right at the 25-yard line. The punter, Dragovic, allows for 60 yards. Now, Oregon State, they're at the 25-yard line. So, what they'll do is in question. No question. Will they throw it, rush it, kneel it out? It looks like they're going to throw it. Jebby in the backfield, Jamar Jefferson with him. Beavers still have three timeouts to burn. Jebby completes a pass to B.J. Baylor right at the 45-yard line. It's now first and 10 at the 44. Jebby throws it out of bounds. But there's a flag on the play. He might get hit for intentional grounding. Pass was incomplete. 20 seconds left in the second quarter. I was right. Tristan Jebby gets hit for intentional grounding. I was wrong. Roughing the passer called on Washington State. That moves him up. That moves the Beavers up a couple of yards. A significant amount of yards. Be first and 10 from the opposing 41-yard line. 20 seconds left in the second quarter. 14-7, Beavers need to score. They're on the opposing 41-yard line. Jebby looking downfield. Runs right, flag on the play. Clock stopped. Clock's still running. Beavers need to call a timeout. Interesting. I should say with another penalty. Now 11 seconds left on the clock. And Oregon State calls a timeout, realizing they need more time to call a play. We're going to take a quick minute break here. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis.
During the winter, make sure to take care of your mental health. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that aligns with seasonal changes. SAD commonly begins in late fall and or early winter and usually dissipates around spring and summer. The season's lack of sunshine has a biological influence over your body that may cause several of these characterizable symptoms: depression, low energy, irregular sleep patterns, and changes in appetite and or weight. Luckily, seasonal affective disorder is easily treated. The most effective method to managing SAD is through lifestyle treatments. Remain active.
Exercise both your brain and your body, go outdoors, engage in creativity, and participate in social activities. Light therapy is also a common treatment. Visit CAPS Mind Spa to try the full-size professional-grade light therapy lamp or check out a mini portable light therapy lamp for 2 weeks at a time and continue your treatment at home. CAPS, the Valley Library, and the Student Experience Center all offer free light therapy rentals. Winter can be gloomy, but taking a proactive approach can help a lot. For more information, visit counseling.oregonstate.edu.
You're just joining us. The Cougars are leading the Beavers 14-7. There is 5 seconds left in the second quarter. Second and 20 on the 49-yard line, the opposing 49-yard line. Jevia had an incomplete pass to Luke Musgrave. That puts him back. Second and 20. The opposing 49-yard line. Beavers still have two timeouts. Luden throws it. Screens. Champ Fleming's with a catch, but out of bounds. 1 second left on the clock. It makes you wonder, will they go for the field goal attempt? Washington State burns their final timeout. There is 1 second left in the second quarter, and the Beavers are down by a touchdown. 14-7 Cougars lead. Now they reset the clock at 5 seconds. Now, the fact that Washington State burned their final timeout, will Oregon State go for the field goal attempt? They're at their own 49-yard line. It would be a record if Everett Hayes made this field goal. Nope, second and 20, offense staying on. So far, two plays, 24 yards. 5 seconds left in the second quarter. Maybe he gets it. Completes a pass to B.J. Baylor. B.J.'s out of bounds at the 45-yard line. 1 second left to go. Baylor was pushed out of bounds, so the clock will stop with the second left to go. Excuse me, that was Kobe Taylor, not B.J. Baylor. Interesting. Offense was on the field, but it looks like Oregon State called a timeout with 1 second left to go. This might be a field goal attempt. Now, Oregon State has three kickers to choose from. They have Everett Hayes, 6-foot sophomore from Granite Bay, California, 2019, who's 2-for-3 in field goal attempts, and 25 for extra points. Season long is 47 yards. Dante Jackson, freshman from Beaverton, Oregon. Or they have Jake Skerden from Heritage, Pennsylvania, transfer from Pittsburgh, who served as special teams holder and a reserve kicker. And they will not be going for that extra point as Jevy is on the field. Jevy is going for the Hail Mary. Jevy launches it downfield. And it is no completed pass. Interesting call by that. It looks like just Jeb was trying to channel his inner Aaron Rodgers, go for the Hail Mary, but to no avail. It's now halftime. Cougars lead 14-7 against the Beavers. Let's talk stats while we're at it. Tristan Jebius in the first half was 10-for-17 with 90 yards. Jaden Delore was 13-for-24. As a freshman, Delore has really proved himself to be a star-studded quarterback. Since it is halftime, we're going to take an extended break. Cougars lead 14-7 against the Beavers here in Corvallis, Oregon. You are tuning in to KBBR Corvallis.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't make it safe. Vaping can weaken your immune system, damage blood vessels, and make you significantly more likely to start smoking cigarettes. Like Juul, most e-cigs and vaping products contain nicotine, in some cases as much as 20 cigarettes worth. And it will be decades before we have good, solid research on the effects these products have on our long-term health. OSU offers free services and appointments for students who want help quitting, located at Student Health Services in Plageman Hall. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Hey Beavers, let's talk about sleep. Did you know 2/3 of students experience extreme drowsiness in class and that poor sleep habits can negatively impact your GPA? It's recommended to get between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Blue light emitted from electronic devices hinders the production of melatonin, the hormone that readies you for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, try turning off screens at least 1 hour before going to bed, avoiding caffeine before 2 p.m., and maintaining a regular sleep schedule. CAPS wishes you a better sleep tonight. During the winter, make sure to take care of your mental health. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that aligns with seasonal changes. SAD commonly begins in late fall and or early winter and usually dissipates around spring and summer. The season's lack of sunshine has a biological influence over your body that may cause several of these characterizable symptoms: depression, low energy, irregular sleep patterns, and changes in appetite and or weight. Luckily, seasonal affective disorder is easily treated. The most effective method to managing SAD is through lifestyle treatments. Remain active, exercise both your brain and your body, go outdoors, engage in creativity, and participate in social activities. Light therapy is also a common treatment. Visit CAPS Mind Spa to try the full-size professional-grade light therapy lamp or check out a mini portable light therapy lamp for 2 weeks at a time and continue your treatment at home. CAPS, the Valley Library, and the Student Experience Center all offer free light therapy rentals. Winter can be gloomy, but taking a proactive approach can help a lot. For more information, visit counseling.oregonstate.edu.
Do you want to keep up with everything from KBVR-FM? On our Twitter, at KBVR_FM, you can talk with your favorite DJ, stay up on the latest from our music blog, and let us know what you've been listening to. We care about what you have to say here at your college station. 88.7 FM, KBVR, Corvallis.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Accuracy, relevancy, respect. These are the characteristics the Daily Barometer strives to achieve in its coverage every day. Since 1896, the student-run newspaper on campus has been utilizing the skills of Oregon State University students to start conversations which are open to all voices. The Barrel aims to create reciprocal relationships with communities on campus seeking to make real change. To get involved with the Barrel, visit orangemedianetwork.com and click the Get Involved tab.
Hey, you're tuned in to KBVR-FM, Oregon State's student-run, student-operated radio station.
The number one place for people with a passion for music to come, get together, and share that passion with the world.
Whoa, the whole world.
The whole world.
Yeah, hopefully they're listening to something else.
Should I cancel my audition for American Idol?
You might want to think about it.
Hey yo, this is Tenon. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis. Tune in.
Do you like art? How about photography, poetry, or storytelling? Well, PRISM has a place for you. PRISM is the arts and literary journal here at OSU, and we are always accepting student submissions for art from people of all interests, backgrounds, and majors. Find the entry form on our blog, orangemedianetwork.com/prism, or reach out to us at prism@oregonstate.edu or find us on social media at OSU Prism. See you soon.
Estás sintonizando a KBVR Corvallis 88.7 FM. Si tienes alguna sugerencia, quieres saludar o simplemente quieres hablar un ratico, llámame a 541-737-3737. Lo voy a decir otra vez, 541-737-3737. Sigue sintonizando para la mejor música, con los mejores DJs, con lo mejor de la programación.
You are tuned into KBVR Corvallis 88.7. My name is Andres de los Santos, and I have been doing play-by-play commentary for this entire game. I'm having a blast over here, and this game is, it's intense. Cougars lead the Beavers 14-7, and if you would have told me that that score would have happened, I would not believe you. But this defense has been amazing on both sides. Throughout the whole game, there's been one interception. That came early in the first half. Jadon Grant got the interception. But still, before the game, I gave praise to Hamel Kurisi Jr., Oregon State's star offensive line, outside linebacker. 6'4", redshirt senior, in 2019 had 22.5 tackles for loss and tied third nationally with OSU record for 14 sacks. This game, he has yet to get a single sack. Pretty much, both sets of defense have been amazing. In total tackles, Washington State, 31 tackles. Total tackles for Oregon State, 23. There's only been two sacks from Washington State, and only two tackles for loss from Washington State as well. But this defense has been incredible. 14-7, such a low-scoring game. It might be the cold, but I think the defense is really on to something. Both defense has improved tremendously. And I just cannot wait to see, first of all, how Hamel Kurisi Jr. gets another sack, and how this defense will adjust to these plays, since they know what they're going to do. They know Jamar Jefferson is going to run the ball. They know Dolores might run the play. They know he's going to hand it off to McIntosh. They know Jevick can run as well. How is the defense going to adjust to each individual play at each time? It's amazing. But that's not all. Throughout the game, freshman quarterback Jaden Delora has been unstoppable. 13 for 24, 150 yards, one touchdown, only one interception. Tristan Jebby, on the other hand, 10 for 17, 90 yards, only one touchdown. Same rushing yards. We know Washington State has a star-studded running back, Max Borgie. He's unavailable for play for injury, but Deion McIntosh has been playing in a spot just well. He had 9 rushes, 41 yards, and scored a touchdown with 30 seconds left in the second half. Same goes to Oregon State. Jamar Jefferson, DJ Baylor. Jamar Jefferson has 11 rushing attempts, 73 yards, with 6.6 average. DJ Baylor only has 1 rush with 1 yard, but still it's something. In terms of receiving, Travell Harris has been Delora's favorite receiver, having 5 targets, 72 yards, 1 touchdown, average of 14.4 yards per catch. Colby Taylor has been Tristan Jebbia's favorite receiver with 4 receptions, 38 yards, and 9.5 yards per catch. Still, this Oregon State offense and defense combined will be a huge problem heading into the third quarter, and the Beavers need to step it up if they want to score and win this game and come back and get the victory here in Corvallis. Talk about game comparisons as well. Total yards, Washington State, 217 yards. Oregon State, 168. Washington State, 150. Oregon State, 90. Rushing yards, Oregon State does lead with 78. Washington State, 67. But the penalties really do hurt them. Oregon State has given up 4 penalties and 45 yards. Wazoo has given up 3 penalties, 34 yards. In terms of first downs, Washington State has converted 11. Oregon State is at 10. Washington State is 3 for 6 in third downs. Oregon State is 3 for 8. No teams have attempted a fourth down yet. But still, makes you wonder. In the red zone, both teams are 1 for 1. But in terms of time of possession, Washington State barely gets the advantage. 15-23 for Washington State and 14-37 for Oregon State. There's only been one pick, and still, it's incredible. Now, in terms of a halftime, you typically would see a band or cheerleaders performing, or the student section just screaming their heads off about a game. But you don't see that. There's cardboard cutouts, empty arena, and press here watching the game. Makes you wonder, if that has an effect on the players. Just as a former athlete myself, I know I fed off crowd energy, But do these athletes feel the same as well? And you can clearly see that both benches have been vocal in terms of creating energy and offense. But it makes you wonder, does having no fans in the stands really have an effect on the players? At least for me, it would. And what if instead of when Jalen Grant had that pick, instead of just empty silence or just the chainsaw, what if it was actual 15,000 people just cheering for you in Research Stadium? Would that be different? Makes you wonder. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break here. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis, 88.7.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't mean it's totally safe. Did you know the long-term effects of vaping have not yet been fully documented? Products from companies like Juul contain addictive nicotine and haven't been reviewed or tested by the FDA. OSU students who want to join the Great American Smokeout and quit all nicotine products can get help here on campus for free. The folks at Student Health Services have the knowledge and the products to help students quit safely. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Now, we know about Oregon State and Washington State defense. Let's talk a little bit more special teams. Now, for Washington State, Travell Harris, he has 83 total yards, all-purpose yards, 72 receptions, and only a touchdown. Now, for punting-wise, let's talk punting for a minute, since punters are people too. Now, Oscar Dragojevic has had 3 punts, 130 yards, average of 43.3 yards per punt with a long of 48 yards so far. In terms of punting for Oregon State, Caleb Lightborn has had 3 punts with 109 yards, 36.3 average with a 46 long. But if you do recall, Tristan Jebbia can punt too, as he did punt. He punted once for 40 yards. That was his longest punt in his career. Let's talk plays for a minute. So, yeah, let's do some comparisons. First on efficiency. So, as I mentioned before, Washington State has had 16 first downs. Oregon State, 15. In terms of first down total yards, Oregon State has 100. Washington State, 63. Even though the Beavers are ahead in total yards first downs, they are so down by a touchdown. Literally, 14-7, Washington State over the Beavers. Makes you wonder, how good is Jaden Delora? Let's talk about third down efficiency. In terms of third down attempts, there have been 6 from Washington State, 8 from the Beavers. For conversion, both have a piece 3-3. Conversion percentage, Washington State has 50%, while Oregon State has 37.5. For third and longs, for 9-plus yardage, Washington State is 2-for-3, but Oregon State has yet to convert a single third down when it's 9-plus yards, 0-4. However, they are 3-4 for third and shorts, between 1 and 4 yards, while Washington State is 1-for-2. In terms of the game itself, the last drive for Oregon State was 4 plays, 30 yards, and 37 seconds. No, and at 37 seconds. Time of possession. Makes you wonder just if Oregon State is able to put that much defense, that much offense into a game, only down by a touchdown, this game still might be in reach for the Beavers. Both teams are back on the field. 4 minutes left until the third quarter starts. Interesting. You make that wonder yourself. Because normally it's a longer break, I should say, between halves. But it's a pretty fairly quick break. One thing to note is that Oregon State is back stretching, but Washington State is out just in the line. The kickers are kicking. Nothing too special. Dragovich is punting. Nice solid punt. And they're inside the 10. I'm really excited to see just how Oregon State will step up to the challenge and stop the bleeding if they could. I believe Washington State receives the ball. Now, Oregon State really needs to answer on this. They really need to score that touchdown to tie the game. They do not want to lose their home opener. But on the other hand, Washington State does not want to lose their home opener, their first game either. First game for both opponents, Pac-12 wise. Let's break down the schedule for both teams. For Oregon State, November 14th, they'll be playing Washington. This will be Washington's first game, as their last game got canceled due to a COVID-19 test from Cal. November 21st, they were playing at Research Stadium against Cal, which are a star-studded team, by the way. November 27th, in-state rival versus Oregon. And then the last two games of the season will be December 5th, December 12th against Utah and Stanford. But for Washington State, they have a tough challenge ahead of them, too. Next week, November 14th, we'll be playing against Oregon at home. Now, no Justin Herbert. We'll see how the Ducks adjust to a new quarterback and a lot of players opting out. November 21st at Stanford. November 27th, in-state rival Washington at home. December 4th, interesting note, is at USC, who the Beavers did not play this year. And lastly, they end the season December 12th versus Cal. There's about a minute 30 left until the third quarter begins. We'll take a quick 2-minute break. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis 88.7 FM.
Join the conversation. Start talking to stop HIV. The conversation about HIV is changing. There are more HIV prevention options than ever before. You can do your part by talking with your partner about testing, your status, condoms, PrEP, and medicines that treat HIV. If you are an enrolled OSU student, you have the option to make an appointment at Student Health Services by calling 541-737-9355.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't make it safe. Vaping can weaken your immune system, damage blood vessels, and make you significantly more likely to start smoking cigarettes. Like Juul, most e-cigs and vaping products contain nicotine, in some cases as much as 20 cigarettes worth. And it will be decades before we have good, solid research on the effects these products have on our long-term health. OSU offers free services and appointments for students who want help quitting, located at Student Health Services in Plagman Hall. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Andres de los Santos, your play-by-play commentator, and we are back inside Research Stadium. Start of the third quarter, Cougars lead 14-7 against the Beavers. It's a new quarters, and the Beavers cannot wait to get the ball. It will be the Beavers receiving the ball. Champ Fleming's in the end zone, waiting to receive it. It'll be Oscar Dragovich, the punter, kicking the ball off for the Cougars. And here we go. Kicks it off. Fleming's calls for the fair catch. No, he does not. Runs out of bounds. Fleming's tackled right at the 20-yard line. First and 10 from the 20, Beavers. Solid return from Fleming's. We know he's a hell of a wide receiver, but he was a hell of a punt returner. Beavers will be looking to score. Only down by a single touchdown. Ejebia back on the field. As I mentioned earlier, Ejebia was 10 for 17 in the first half, with 90 yards and a touchdown. Ejebia snaps the ball. Looks left, throws left, passes incomplete. He's 2nd and 10 from the 21-yard line. Pass was intended for Zariah Beeson, but to no avail. Jeffy is now 10 for 18, and we look to pad his stats. Jeffy looking to draw the defense offsides. Does not work. Jefferson in the backfield. Jeffy hands up to Jefferson. Jefferson breaks a tackle, but hit by another one. Tackle right at the 18-yard line. It appears to be a loss of yardage. It'll be 3rd and 10, the 21-yard line. To Nova. No gain on the play on that one. Third and 10 from the Beavers' 21-yard line. Beavers need to convert this in order to stay alive. Jeffy snaps. Looks left. Throws right. Incomplete pass. Intended for Fleming, but to no avail. Not an impressive way to start the third quarter. A 3-and-out for the Beavers. It'll be Caleb Lightborn set to punt. This will be his 4th punt of the game. Last time Lightborn attempted a punt, he bobbled it. Almost gave up a safety. Let's see if he does it this time. Catches it. Punts it away. Solid punt. Fair catch signaled at the 35-yard line. At the 36-yard line. 14 minutes, 2 seconds left in the third quarter. Cougars are still up 14-7. As I mentioned before, not an impressive way to start your third quarter drive. 3-and-out, quick 3-and-out, and the defense really has to step up in order to take away. Now, we did mention that there's one interception in the game that belongs to Jadon Grant. Hopefully he can get another one to help the Bees score. Delora back to quarterback for the Cougars. Delora McIntosh alone in the backfield. Delora hands off to McIntosh. McIntosh tackled right at the 46-yard line, the 47-yard line. Gains the first down for the Cougars. At the 46-yard line, that's 10 yards. That's another first down for the Cougars. 13:39 left in the third quarter. Delora was 13 for 24 in the first half, passing, throwing for 150 yards with only a touchdown and interception. Delora breaks a tackle. That was a ball out of bounds. Tackle right at the 40-yard line. Bud does get the ball out of time. Ball out of bounds, out of time. It'll be 2nd and 10. It was Isaac Hodgins with the tackle. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 46-yard line. Ball went out of bounds. It'll be 13:07 left in the third quarter. Delora McIntosh back in the backfield again. Familiar sight. Isaac Hodgins and Simon Sandberg switching positions. Delora gets the ball. Fakes a handoff to McIntosh. And that pass is incomplete. It hit the back of his offensive lineman and bounced off his shoulder pads and on the ground. That is a third down, 3rd and 10 from the 46-yard line. Could Delora also start with another 3 and out, just like Jebbia? So 3rd and 10, 13:03 left in the third quarter. Hands the ball to McIntosh. McIntosh running, gaining solid yards. He gets a touchdown. Oh my goodness. Nope. McIntosh stopped at the 1 yard line for the Cougars. A solid ran from the 46-yard line all the way to the 1 yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 5. After an incompleted pass, Delora hands the ball to McIntosh. McIntosh runs for 49 yards and gets a first down in the 5 yard line. This is not a good sight for Beaver fans. At the Beaver 5 yard line, another handoff by McIntosh. No, Delora keeps it. Read option, gets a touchdown for the Cougars. Fabulous read option play by Delora and scores for the Cougars, making it 20-7 with 12 minutes left to go in the third quarter. A lot of people did question Jason Delora whether or not he'd be able to step up in the new quarterback, new system, new program, new head coach, but he's proving his worth here. Blake Masek for the extra point again. It's perfect so far tonight. And makes another one. Score is now 21-7. Beavers left with 12:10 left in the third quarter. Not an impressive start for the Beavers. Start 3-10, or 3 and out on the first drive. Meanwhile, Delora, 5 plays, 64 yards, ending with a touchdown and an extra point, giving them a 2-score advantage. I wonder, are the Beavers worrying right now? I mean, granted, they're down by 2 scores, but with plenty of time left in the game, they really have to step it up to A, score, and B, stop Delora and his offense from scoring. I mentioned before how Washington State head coach Nick Rolovich had to choose between 4 star-studded quarterbacks. I think right now he's thinking that he made the best decision. Another interesting. So in terms of passing now, Jaden Delora is 13-26. Oh, in terms of rushing, I should say, Jaden Delora has had 4 rushing attempts, 31 yards, and a touchdown in his name. Meanwhile, Jebbia has had 3 rushes and no gaining yardage. Makes me wonder, who's more mobile quarterback? So with Oregon State only 1 turnover in the game, you would think that the Beavers would be up. That is not the case here. 21-7, Cougars leading. Going to take a quick 30-second break here. You are tuning into KBVR Corvallis 88.7.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you could promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Hi, this is Gabrielle Louise. I'm a singer-songwriter from Colorado. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis.
Everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that the plague moves fast.
The score is now 21-7, Cougars leading comfortably here in the third quarter, 12 minutes left to go. Dragicev is set to kick off. Fleming's in the end zone. There's a touchback. Neal's in the end zone. Beavers start at the 25-yard line. Now, the last drive for Oregon State was a quick three and out. You wonder what system, what changes will be done for Oregon State? Will they run the ball more? Will they throw the ball more? Will they fake the ball more? What are they going to do in order to, A, get in the end zone, B, get first downs, and C, probably more importantly, outsmart this Washington State defense? Jebbia, Jefferson, and the offense out. Jefferson with the ball, rushes, no gain in yards. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the Beavers on 25-yard line. 12 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Makes you wonder if the Washington State defense keeps stuffing Jefferson. Are they going to continue to keep rushing the ball? We do know Jebbia has an arm. He's only 10 for 19, but he has an arm. Even Coach Jonathan Smith said he's praised Jebbia for being a more accurate thrower. Jebbia downfield breaks a tackle, but he's tackled at the 20-yard line, and that tackle was nasty. It'll be Jebbia tackled for a loss. Be 3rd and 15 at the 20-yard line. This does not look good for Oregon State. It appeared to be that Jebbia tried to read option play, but to no avail. Jebbia has to look for different ways to outsmart this Washington State defense, which is easier said than done. Jebbia snaps. Jebbia runs right, throws it downfield. Pass is incomplete. Another three and out for Oregon State. That pass wasn't headed for Colby Taylor, but hit the ground before it got to him. Two consecutive three and out drives for Oregon State? If I was them, I'd be worried. Caleb Lightbourne set to punt out again. This will be his 5th punt of the game. It will be Travell Harris to receive the punt. The punt was tipped, and then that was not pretty. Lightbourne was at the 10-yard line. The punt was tipped, landed at the Beavers' own 40-yard line. That is excellent field coverage for the Cougars. Makes you wonder, a punter only gaining about 30 yards on a play? That's not good, especially when you're on your own 10-yard line and you only punt it to your own 37-yard line. That's not a good sign for Oregon State at the special teams. Delora back out. Delora McIntosh. Delora snaps. Blitz inbound. Hands off to McIntosh. Fakes a handoff. Laura runs out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Gains about 7 yards on the play. Be 2nd and 3. That'll be Delora's fifth rushing attempt. Only gained 3 yards on the play, 2nd and 7. At the Beavers on 35-yard line. There have only been two significant key rushers for Washington State. That's the running back and the quarterback. Deion McIntosh, 11 rushes, 100 yards. Delora, 5 rushes, 34 yards. Oh, times well. Those are left. Pass is complete. Tackled right at the 29-yard line. Delora's pass complete to Renard Bell. And that is fifth. First and 10 of the Oregon State 26-yard line. 9:33 left in the third quarter. Laura snaps the ball. Hands up to McIntosh. McIntosh is stuffed right at the 23-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards. Brings it to 2nd and 7 at the 23-yard line. 9 minutes left in the third quarter. So far on this drive, there's been 2 plays of 12 yards. Laura now 14 for 27 with 159 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Laura snaps. Throws it deep in the end zone. Pass is caught, but it's ruled incomplete. Delora threw in the end zone, in the corner of the end zone, but the pass wasn't complete. And it appears to be Washington State will challenge this. Oh, Washington State. Washington State hit with the penalty. An eligible receiver downfield. That'll be 3rd and 7. Still the 20-yard line. Now, the ruling on the field of an incomplete pass is under further review. Now, the rules for college football, for those who don't know, it's much different than the NFL. It's 1 foot in bounds, maintain control. From what I see, it looks like this one's too close to tell. All these plays that have been under review have been way too close to tell. This is no exception. Now, we see Jaden Delora throw the ball to Renard Bell. And Isaiah Dunn, that's really close to tell. Looks like his toe was on. This could go either way. It could be either ruled as a touchdown or not as a touchdown. If it's ruled as a touchdown, it'll be 27-7, Cougars leading. This does not look good for Oregon State. That could be ruled as a touchdown. Now, Washington State did have a penalty, an eligible downfield on pass. The penalty was on Bell. Now, the penalty was declined. Otherwise, it would have been 2nd and 15. But because it was an incomplete pass, it was now 3rd and 7. Interesting choice. So, what the referees just say, they're saying it was a touchdown. It was a completed pass. However, because of the Washington State penalty, it will now be 2nd down instead of 3rd down. So, it'll now be 2nd and 12 instead of 3rd and 7. So, it's now 2nd and 12, 8:30 left to go in the third quarter. And that was way too close of a call for Oregon State. If Bernardo wasn't downfield, that would have been a touchdown. But because he was ineligible, Still 21-7. Cougars leading. Delora snaps the ball. Throws it left. Throws it deep for the end zone. Pass is caught, but is a that pass is ruled a touchdown. Cougars score another touchdown, making it 27-7. So pretty much, wow. Jaden Delore passes the completion to Calvin Jackson for 23 yards. It will be Blake Moss for the extra point attempt. That's been the second time where Delore has had a touchdown. It's been taken away from him. Then he finds another way to sneak it in. Insane from the freshman quarterback. Blake Moss makes extra point. I keep referencing this, but Jaden Delore is really proving himself and his worth in the Pac-12. That was four plays, 38 yards, and now it's 28-7 with 8:20 left to go in the third quarter. So Washington State has already doubled their scoring in the third quarter. In the first quarter, they scored 7. In the second quarter, they scored 7 as well. Now, in the third quarter, they scored 14. Shows the goal that they're really outscoring this Oregon State defense. That was a beautiful reception by Trevell Harris for 28 yards, more than just a first down. Dragovich is warming his leg, ready to kick off again. And if you're an Oregon State fan, you really got to hope that this will not be another three and out for the Beavers. This is really hurting them. This is their second third and out, and this is Washington State's second touchdown. Oregon State offense really has to step it up, really have to outsmart this defense. Caleb Lightbourne is shaking his head, and you can see it from here. He's really blaming himself for that touchdown, and rightfully so. That punts it, he punts only 30 yards and landed in his own 40-yard line. The kicking team waiting on the field for Washington State. In terms of total yardage now, Washington State has 324 total yards. Oregon State, 163. Passing yards, Delore is on fire for 187, while Oregon State is on 90. And rushing yards, Washington State now leads 137, Oregon State, 73. Both teams have given up 4 penalties, while Washington State has given 39 yards, Oregon State, 45. You make sure to wonder, do these penalties really have an effect on Oregon State and just score in general? 28-7. 8:20 left to go in the third quarter. And Washington State is on fire right now. Oregon State really needs to do everything they can to stop the bleeding. The Champ Fleming's in the end zone, waiting to receive the ball. And you would think, because it's pretty cold and pretty windy outside, you would think Delora wouldn't be throwing the ball as much, but that clearly is not true. Dragon tips it off. Fleming's catches it at the 4-yard line, runs it out. He is tackled right at the 15-yard line. Really questioning, we should have just caught him with the fair catch. All right, we're going to take a quick 30-second break here. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis 88.7.
This is Lindsay Schnell from Sports Illustrated, and you're listening to 88.7 FM KBVR Corvallis.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you can promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323. Or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Hey, it's David Green here. I'm the host of NPR's Morning Edition, and you are listening to KBVR Corvallis.
If you are just joining us, Washington State has scored their fourth touchdown, making it 28-7 Oregon State still looking for the second touchdown of the second half. 28-7. For those who don't know, Delora completed a pass to Travell Harris for 28 yards, got the first down and the touchdown for the Cougars. I'm still waiting. In terms of rushing, Jamar Jefferson has 13 yards, 13 rushes for 73 yards. This is nowhere near last year. Last year against Washington State, he ran for 270 yards with 46 carries and 6 touchdowns. So far, he hasn't even scored one touchdown. Much less, he hasn't even broken rushing 100 yards. Makes you wonder, this Washington State defense has really stepped it up. Interesting fact about Washington State, two of the four touchdowns have been passing, while the other two have been rushing. So the first touchdown was a pass from Delora to Harris. Both touchdowns were from Delora to Harris. Two rushing touchdowns were McIntosh and a rush from Delora, while the only Oregon State touchdown has been a pass to Bradford. Oregon State offense back on the field. We have 1st and 10 from the 15, 8:14 left to go in the third quarter. Look at the snaps. Takes a handoff. Throws it deep down the middle. Pass is caught. Tackled right at the 20, at the 32-yard line. Excuse me. That was Travon Bradford with the reception. The first down, 1st and 10 at the 31-yard line. 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Score is still 28-7. The Flemings goes out for the Beavers while Zariah Beeson is in. Javier screen passes Zariah Beeson. Beeson breaks a couple tackles, runs backwards, tackled right at the 25-yard line. Will lose yardage. Although the pass was complete, it does result in negative yardage. It's now 2nd and 16 from the 25-yard line. The Beavers' 25-yard line. It was a beautiful screen pass from Jebbia to Beeson, but Washington State defense really stepped up. Jebbia sets the ball, looks downfield. Runs left. Those passes caught. Tackled right at the 22-yard line. Only getting about 3 yards on the play. It'll be 3rd and 13 from the Beavers' 23-yard line. This is not good for Oregon State. 3rd and 15, 26-yard line. Will it be another 3 and out for the Beavers? They've had 2 3 and outs already. They don't want another one. The snaps, looks downfield, throws the ball, tackled right at the 40-yard line. That's Jamar Jefferson on the screen. He gets to the 40-yard line. 4th and 2. Are they going for it? Let's see. It is 4th and 2 from their own 39-yard line, and the Beavers are going for it. They're willing to risk it all to get some type of advantage in the game. They're going for it. 4th and 2 with 5:47 left in the third quarter. Javier fakes a handoff. Does it Jefferson. Jefferson gets a first down and is tackled right at the 48-yard line. High risk, high reward. First down, Beavers. You think about it, if the Beavers did not convert that, it would have been 1st and 10 from their own 39-yard line for the Cougars. Luckily, they were able to convert it. 1st and 10, 47. at the 47 with 5:15 left to go in the third quarter. Jamia fakes a handoff. Looks left. Throws a deep. Pass is caught. Champ Fleming's tackle right at the 30-yard line. From the 47 to the 30, gain of 17 yards. Be first and 10 from the 30, from the 31-yard line. Excuse me. A beautiful pass from Jebbia and a beautiful reception from Fleming's. Jebbia and Jefferson in the backfield. Jebbia gets the ball. Throws it deep. Pass is caught. And did he score? Tackle right at the 1-yard line. This will be a first and goal from the 1-yard line. This is the Beavers' first trip to the red zone this entire quarter. Six plays, 54 yards. First and goal at the 1-yard line for the Beavers. Will we see an Oregon State touchdown? That was a beautiful completed pass to Luke Musgrave. Fun fact, Luke Musgrave. Oh, take that back. The first and two. Now the Beavers were stopped. It's now second and one from the goal line. Second and goal from the 1-yard line, excuse me. Jack Coletta was stuffed at the 1-yard line. Jefferson in the backfield. Quick pitch to Jefferson. It's a touchdown, Beavers! Touchdown, OSU, Jamar Jefferson, with his first rushing touchdown of the season and of the game. Score is now 28-13 Beavers, with 3:27 left to go in the third quarter. It was a beautiful pitch by Jebbia. He faked a jet sweep to Champ Flemings, faked the jet sweep, pitched it to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson ran it in for the end zone. The Everett Hayes for the extra point. Everett Hayes, and the extra point is good. Stops the bleeding. 14-28 Beavers. In total, that was 9 plays, 85 yards. Score is now 28-14. Cougars leading. Beavers only down by 2 scores. We'll take a quick 2-minute break. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis 88.7 FM.
Accuracy, relevancy, respect. These are the characteristics the Daily Barometer strives to achieve in its coverage every day. Since 1896, the student-run newspaper on campus has been utilizing the skills of Oregon State University students to start conversations which are open to all voices. The Barrel aims to create reciprocal relationships with communities on campus seeking to make real change. To get involved with the Barrel, visit orangemedianetwork.com and click the Get Involved tab.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
The question on everyone's mind is, why does college media matter to you?
College media is to me not only this place where I'm allowed to express myself and play what I want to play and talk about what I want to talk about, it's also been a place that's really helped me grow up throughout my time at university. It made me not only think about myself, but the greater community at large and really how to connect with them. It's an experience I don't think I'd trade for anything in the world. Yeah.
I think it was when I got my first caller on air, and they told me that they thought I was doing a really good job. And I was like, yeah, I'm out there. I'm doing my thing, and people like it. And college media has made me a lot more confident in myself, both as a leader, as a presenter, and as a person. And I think it can do that for anyone who chooses to be involved.
The Beavers have managed to stop the bleeding, scoring a touchdown of their very own, cutting the score 28-14, Washington State. There's still plenty of game left to go, as there's 3 minutes and 27 seconds left in the third quarter. It will be the Beavers kicking off. Beavers getting ready to kick off. Here we go. Beavers kick off. Reach one. End zone. Runs out of the end zone. Tackle right at the 16-yard line. Appears to be a scrum on the play. It's Jabal Harrison. Getting him only about 16 yards on the run. It'll be 1st and 10 from the Cougars' own 18-yard line. Now for Washington State, the last time it started within their own 16-yard line, or within their own 20-yard line, they scored a touchdown. Not sure if the results would be the same for this game. Delora, hands off to McIntosh. McIntosh runs. Tackle right at the 35-yard line. Gain of about 20 yards. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line. With 3:11 left to go in the third quarter. There's an injured player down on the field. The Alton Julian. The transfer. Alton Julian is down on the field. Redshirt sophomore 6'2 from East Palo Alto, California. Transferred from the College of San Mateo, and he was ranked as the number 8 junior college cornerback in the nation. He's down and does not look pretty. It appears to be that Julian just tried to stop McIntosh from the rush, but got in the way, his knee buckled or something. Alton Julian is back up on his feet. Yeah. We'll take a quick 30-second break as this injury is dealt with. You listen to KBVR Corvallis.
KBVR TV, something different every time. You don't know what you're going to get because we don't know what we're going to give you. Art, music, sports, games, geeks, and more. Every week, every night, KBVR TV. For more, check us out on Facebook at KBVR TV, on Twitter at KBVR TV1, or on Instagram at KBVR TV.
Ranger Oregon State player is off the field. Hopefully he'll feel better. Delora and his offense are back on the field. Delora snaps the ball. Rushes out the pocket. Continue to rush. It's pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Only gains about 5 yards on the play. It'll be 2nd and 5. Pushed out of bounds by Alex Austin. 2nd and 5. Their own 40-yard line. Laura snaps. Hand off to McIntosh. McIntosh breaks a hurdle. Tackled right at. Still going. Breaks a hurdle. Tackled right at the 36-yard line. McIntosh is unstoppable. Broke at least three tackles on that play. It was Hamilcar Rashid Jr. bringing him down, but to no avail. First and 10 from the Beavers on 37-yard line. Hamilcar Rashid Jr., yet to still have a sack. For a player who led the nation in tackles for losses and tied for third nationally in sacks, it's beyond me how he does not have a single sack to his name yet in this game. There are snaps. Looks left. Throws. Pass is completed. Pushed right out of the 30-yard line. That was Travell Harris. Got the ball. Caught right around the 25-yard line. 30. There is an injured player on the field. It appears to be. Injured player on the field. We'll take a quick minute break as they deal with this. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis 88.7 FM.
At Beavers Digest, our publication is divided into three sections. Create, experience, and hashtag Go Beavs. In Create, the focus is on building a creative and healthy lifestyle. The experience section is where BD highlights key student figures and hopes to elevate their voices in the greater Corvallis community. The third section, hashtag Go Beavs, is where we seek to cover anything OSU sports or spirit related. You can check out our latest issue on stands around campus now.
Do you like art? How about photography, poetry, or storytelling? Well, Prism has a place for you. Prism is the arts and literary journal here at OSU, and we are always accepting student submissions for art from people of all interests, backgrounds, and majors. Find the entry form on our blog, orangemedianetwork.com/prism. Or reach out to us at prism@oregonstate.edu or find us on social media at OSU Prism. See you soon.
It was Armani Marsh who was injured on the play, the redshirt junior from Spokane, Washington, who in 2019 appeared in all 13 games, had 24 tackles and 2 pass breakups. He is limping off the field, not a good sight. However, he is being helped off the field, taken to the medical tent. Now that the injured player is off the field, Ballora and his offense will pick up right back where they left off. It's 2nd and 3 from the Beavers' 30-yard line with a minute left to go in the third quarter. Gets the ball. Hands off to McIntosh. McIntosh loses yardage on the play. Hard tackle by Hamilcar Rashid Jr. Not sure what Delora was trying to do. Maybe fake a read option play, hand it to McIntosh, and then hopefully McIntosh gets the first down. Anyway, they lose yardage. It's now 3rd and 5. On the Beavers 32-yard line with 18 seconds left to go in the third quarter. They might just let the clock run out in this quarter. Third and 5. Oh, they snap the ball. Delora runs right. Throws it. Pass is incomplete. It'll be 4th and 5 at the end of the third quarter. So at the start of end of the third quarter, score is 28-14. Cougars leading. It'll be 4th and 5 when we come back. You are listening to KBVR Corvallis.
Hey everyone, this is Lindsay Schnell with Sports Illustrated and former sports editor for the Daily Barometer. You want to work for the Barometer? I think you do. At Student Media, you get to ask questions, tell stories, and find your voice. Interested? Visit orangemedianetwork.com or visit the 4th floor of the Student Experience Center and get involved today.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area?
Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you can promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
If doctors told us that we'd made a breakthrough on COVID-19, we would rejoice. We'd feel hope that we could live our lives again, get back to work, back to doing what we want. Well, masks are a ticket to that freedom. We can help protect others and save lives by covering our noses and mouths, which is how the virus mainly spreads. Until there's a vaccine, grab the breakthrough that's already here. When we're out, it's masks on. A message to help keep you safe.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you want to keep up with everything from KBVR-FM? On our Twitter, at KBVR_FM, you can talk with your favorite DJ, stay up on the latest from our music blog, and let us know what you've been listening to. We care about what you have to say here at your college station. 88.7 FM, KBVR, Corvallis.
This is Ira Glass at This American Life. You're listening to KBVR, Corvallis, a radio station that does not broadcast our show.
If you are just joining us, my name is Andres de los Santos, your play-by-play commentator, and the Cougars are leading against the Beavers 28-14 at the start of the fourth quarter. Now, it is the start of the fourth quarter. It's 4th and 5. Now, the question is, will DeLora, the quarterback for Washington State, will he go for it? Will he attempt to get the first down or go for the punt, or will they go for the field goal? Now, DeLora is on the field. DeLora and his offense are still on the field. So it looks like they may be going for it, which makes sense. They're at the Beaver 32-yard line. So still, if they do give up solid yardage, if they do not convert the fourth down, it's still not a bad enough position for the Beavers or for the defense. It appears to be that DeLora is staying on the field. Morgan State defense is ready to go. Now, this is the drive that matters. 4th and 5. If the Beavers stop the Cougars, that's one more chance to score. Stop them bleeding a bit, cut the score down by 1. Or, if you're Washington State and you convert this 4th down, that's a chance to score more points and solidify your lead. Anything can happen in this game. And DeLora and his offense are staying on the field, 4th and 5, at the Beavers' 32-yard line at the start of the fourth quarter, 50 minutes left of football. This is a crucial drive for the Beavers and the Cougars. DeLora gets the ball, looks left, runs right, looking to throw it, will throw it, pass is completed, but a knee was down. They confirm it's a completed catch. Cougars convert the first down. It is now 1st and 10 at the Beavers' 22-yard line with 14:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. That was a tremendous pass by DeLora, running out of bounds and seeing Renard Bell inbounds, at barely inbounds. Still completed the pass, got the first down. DeLora McIntosh in the backfield. DeLora fakes a handoff, runs towards the end zone, is tackled right at the 7-yard line. It'll be a 1st and goal at the 7-yard line. Not a good sight for the Beavers. 15-yard carry by DeLora. That's his 7th rush of the game so far. He already has a rushing touchdown to his name. Will he get another one? First and goal from the 8-yard line with 13:47 left to go in the fourth quarter. 28-14, Cougars leading. DeLora hands off to McIntosh. McIntosh is stuffed at the 8-yard line, no gain in play. We second and goal. Second and goal from the 6-yard line. So far, 9 plays, 76 yards, and you got to be thinking, this Oregon State defense is tired. They've been on the field for a long time. Washington State has had the ball for 23 minutes. It's a long time for your defense to be out there and trying to stop this offense. Delora snaps the ball, blitz inbound, sees it, and gets tackled right at the 18-yard line. It was Kata Oladapo with the sack, losing yardage. So it's third and goal from the 16, at the 16 with 12:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Kata Oladapo sacked Delora, resulting in a loss for 10 yards. Oladapo read the play really well. He snuck in between the O-line and got the sack. Delora throws it downfield. Incomplete pass. It's now fourth and goal from the 16. Field goal unit comes on. Blake Mazza attempting the kick. We have 34-yard field goal attempt. Blake Mazza is perfect so far tonight. And the field goal is good. Score is now 31-14. Oregon State down now by 2 scores and a field goal with 12 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick minute break here. You are listening to KBVR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
During the winter, make sure to take care of your mental health. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that aligns with seasonal changes. SAD commonly begins in late fall and or early winter and usually dissipates around spring and summer. The season's lack of sunshine has a biological influence over your body that may cause several of these characterizable symptoms: depression, low energy, irregular sleep patterns, and changes in appetite and or weight. Luckily, seasonal affective disorder is easily treated. The most effective method to managing SAD is through lifestyle treatments. Remain active, exercise both your brain and your body, go outdoors, engage in creativity, and participate in social activities. Light therapy is also a common treatment. Visit CAPS Mind Spa to try the full-size professional-grade light therapy lamp or check out a mini portable light therapy lamp for 2 weeks at a time and continue your treatment at home. CAPS, the Valley Library, and the Student Experience Center all offer free light therapy rentals. Winter can be gloomy, but taking a proactive approach can help a lot. For more information, visit counseling.oregonstate.edu.
At Oregon State University, we have more than 4,000 graduate students in over 80 different programs of study. And on Inspiration Dissemination, we feature the research and personal stories of one of these students each week. But this is not only a show to highlight graduate student research. It is also a resource for undergraduate students and for the OSU community.
Learn about what's going on in the labs of Oregon State instructors. Learn how to be involved in undergraduate research. And gain insights about graduate school from graduate students. Check out our blog at blogs.oregonstate.edu/inspiration, where you can find out all about our upcoming guests and links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. Inspiration Dissemination is on every Sunday at 7 p.m. on 88.7 KBBR Corvallis.
Estás sintonizando a KBBR Corvallis 88.7 FM. Si tienes alguna sugerencia, quieres saludar o simplemente quieres hablar un ratico, llámame a 541-737-3737. Lo voy a decir otra vez, 541-737-3737. Sigue sintonizando para la mejor música, con los mejores DJs, con lo mejor de la programación.
The Cougars now lead against the Beavers, 31-14. That last drive was their first drive where the Cougars ended with a field goal attempt. The previous 8 drives, 4 of those 8 drives were touchdowns, 3 were punts, and 1 was an interception. Oregon State is set to receive the ball. And here we Go. Kick off. Flemings receives the ball at the 4-yard line. And inbound. This tackle right at the 28-yard line. Solid return. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 28-yard line for the Beavers. 11:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. Now, since the Beavers are down by two scores and a field goal, I should wonder how different they're going to adjust to the score. Jebbia on the field of the offense. Jebbia fakes a handoff, throws it down the middle, pass is caught right around the 48-yard line. That was Ramon Bradford. Completed the pass. Interesting note, Jerome Bradford, it was listed as punt returner, but he has yet to return any punts. He's been on wide receiver, making up for some misses he had due to an injury. Hand off to Jefferson. Jefferson runs left. Tackled right at the 45-yard line. Gains about 3 yards on the play. The 2nd and 5 from the Beaver 47-yard line with 11 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Jefferson tried a little jet sweep action, but was stuffed right at the 40-yard line. Jebbia hands off to Jefferson again. Jefferson tackled at the 51-yard line. Getting about 4 yards on the play. Now we 3rd and 1 left to go. At their own 49-yard line with 10:37 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's a QB sneak, but the flag is on the play. Interesting enough. So, 3rd and 1, QB sneak. However, Washington State was hit with a legal substitution. Therefore, it is a 1st down. So, although the Beavers did convert on the 3rd and 1 with the QB sneak, they do get more yardage due to the illegal substitution from Washington State. And for those who don't know, legal substitution is when there's 12 men on the field instead of the permitted 11. This moves the Beavers up quite a bit. 1st and 10 from the Cougs 44-yard line with 10:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jebbia fakes a handoff, throws it down the field, pass is caught. Tackled right at the 30-yard line. That was Tegan Quintario. Is that correct? That was Luke Musgrave. Another reception for Luke Musgrave. And it will be his 3rd reception, gaining 32 yards in those receptions. It's now 1st and 10 at the 28-yard line. 9:55 left in the 4th. Jebbia fakes the handoff, play action, runs right, throws it, pass is completed, and at the last minute, Luke Musgrave dropped it. Pass is incomplete. 2nd and 10 from the 28-yard line. That stops clock, 9:41 left to go in the fourth quarter. Beautiful play action play by Jebbia. Jebbia ran right, Musgrave was open, no defenders, but to no avail, he dropped it. Maybe due to the cold weather. It is pretty cold out there, and windy. Second and 10. Jebbia throws a ball. Pass is caught. Caught around the 13-yard line. That's a 1st down. It's now 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line with 9:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Completed pass to Trevon Bradford for 15 yards. Jebbia in center, snaps. Hands off to Jefferson. Jefferson runs, tackled at the 8-yard line. Now, first, second and four from the 7-yard line. Jamar Jefferson is on fire. 16 rushes, 84 yards, one touchdown, averaging about 5.3 yards per play. Joey snaps. Hands up to Jefferson again. Jefferson finds the end zone. It's a touchdown, Beavers. Touchdown, OSU. Jamar Jefferson gets another one in the books. Scores now 31-20, Washington State. Jamar Jefferson with a 7-yard rush. Again, it was another fake jet sweep to pitch to Jefferson. Jefferson ran the ball in. Touchdown. Stops the bleeding a bit. It'll be Everett Hayes looking for the extra point. Or it may not be. The offense is staying out on the field. It may be going for 2 points. Trying to make it 31-22. And they're going for two. They are going for it. Jebbia. Under center. Hits the ball. Looks left. Throws. Pass is incomplete. Luke Musgrave, the intended receiver, did not make the catch. Score is 31-20. Washington State still leading. The failed two-point conversion, that's really going to hurt the Beavers come future. All right, we'll take a quick two-minute break. You are tuning in to KBVR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
KBVR TV, something different every time. You don't know what you're going to get because we don't know what we're going to give you. Art, music, sports, games, geeks, and more. Every week, every night, KBVR TV. For more, check us out on Facebook at KBVR TV, on Twitter at KBVR TV1, or on Instagram at KBVR TV. Hey, you're tuned in to KBVR-FM, Oregon State's student-run, student-operated radio station.
The number one place for people with a passion for music to come and get together and share that passion with the world.
Whoa, the whole world.
The whole world.
Yeah, hopefully they're listening to something else.
Should I cancel my audition for American Idol?
You might want to think about it.
And we're back with OSU's Fashion Talk, brought to you by Damn Chic Magazine.
Talk to me about this, Taylor.
Well, first we have Sharon straight into class in some gray classic sweatpants, wide frame glasses, and of course we cannot forget that coffee in hand.
I love the look. Is that Aaron? He's totally sporting basketball shorts and slides.
That is Aaron, and look at him go. What a classic and comfy pair.
Whether you wear sweatpants or trousers to class, Damn Chic has a place for you.
And if you want to stay up to date with all things style, follow us on your favorite social media handle, at Damn Chic Magazine.
Stay chic.
For those of you just joining us, Oregon State did score a touchdown, but with the failed two-point conversion and an incomplete pass, score is now 31-20. Beavers set to kick off. Here we go. Beavers kick off. Bounces in the end zone. It's a touchback. Cougars get the ball to 25-yard line. Beautiful kick, Everett Hayes. It'll be first and 10 from the 25-yard line for the Cougars. 8:32 left to go in the fourth quarter. The last drive for Oregon State was a total of It was 8 plays, 72 yards for about 3 minutes. Now, Washington State, fresh drive, maybe another touchdown. They've scored in 5 of the 9 drives. So it makes you wonder, will they add another one? Make it 6 of 10. Excuse me, it was not Everett Hayes kicking off for the Beavers. It was Caleb Lightbourne, the punter. And he has been busy himself. Caleb Lightbourne has had 5 punts. Has punted for 170 yards. And while Tristan Jebbia still holds that one punt for 40 yards. I just find it amazing that a quarterback had punted during the game. I haven't seen that before. I won't see another game for another while. In terms of stats now, Washington State has 390 total yards. Oregon State, 315. Passing yards, Washington State has 204. Oregon State has 223. However, in the rush game, Washington State, 186 yards. Oregon State, 92. Now, normally, Oregon State is known for their rushing game. You have Jamar Jefferson, especially. But Brandon McIntosh has been amazing. He's been on fire. Max Borgie, the intended running back for Washington State, is not available for this game. Yet, still, the Cougars are leading 31-20. Comfortable lead heading into fourth quarter. Still plenty of football left to go. 8:32 left in the fourth quarter. First and 10, 25-yard line. Amilcar Rashid Jr. has yet to receive a sack in this game. Known for a sack, he has yet to receive just one. Amilcar Rashid Jr. only has 2 tackles, 2 solo tackles, but no sacks. No tackles for loss. Just that. Just 2 tackles. Delora and his offense back on the field now at the 25-yard line. Fresh drive. Shift from the defense. Delora gets the ball. Hands off to McIntosh. McIntosh stuffed right at the 35-yard line. Gains no yard on the play. 25-yard line, excuse me. It'll be 2nd and 10 from 25-yard line. No gain on the play. 8:17 left to go in the fourth quarter. It was Isaac Hodgins that had the tackle on McIntosh. Delora looks right, throws. Wide open receiver, pass is caught. Caught around the 48-yard line. That's a first down for the Cougars. Wide open receiver for the Cougars. Smart by Delora. He picked a handoff, but he saw that Jamari Calvin was open. Threw it for 23 yards and gained the first down for the Cougars. First and 10 at their own 48-yard line with 7:25 left to go in the fourth quarter. Now, Oregon State needs to stop the Cougars if they have any chance of winning this ballgame. 31-20, they need to score. They need to win. Delora hands off to Tre'Von Bradford. Excuse me, Travell Harris. Harris is tackled right up the 46-yard line. Gains about 4 yards on the play. 2nd and 5, 47-yard line, with 6:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. Washington State took a page out of Oregon State's book and tried a jet sweep. This time, it was successful, resulting in positive yardage. Second and 5 from the Beavers 47. Bobble the snap. Delora falls on it just in time. That was a bad snap, a low snap, and it could have resulted in a turnover. Luckily, Delora fell on it. However, loss in play, loss in yardage. 3rd and 10 from the 48. We 6:16 left to go in the fourth quarter. That was just miscommunication on Washington State's part. The center snapped it too low. Luckily, it snapped It fell right in front of Delora. Delora just fell on top of it. That could have been drastic for the Cougars. Could have turned that over. Beavers could have picked that up and returned it for a pick six. Third and 10 from the 48. 5:51 left to go in the fourth quarter. Washington State calls their first timeout. Took a quick 30-second break. You are listening to KBBR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
Hey, you're tuned in to KBVR FM, Oregon State's student-run, student-operated radio station.
The number one place for people with a passion for music to come and get together and share that passion with the world.
Whoa, the whole world.
The whole world.
Yeah, hopefully they're listening to something else.
Should I cancel my audition for American Idol?
You might want to think about it.
If you're just joining us, Cougars are leading against the Beavers, 31-20. It is 3rd and 10 from the Beavers' 48-yard line. The Cougars' 48-yard line, excuse me. Now, the previous play, the snap was too low. Delora had his hands too high, the ball was too low. Luckily, Delora fell on top of it, but it did result in negative yardage. Now, Delora back on the field. Delora hands out to McIntosh. McIntosh tackled right at the 48-yard line, getting no yardage in the play. It is now 4th and 9 at the Cougars' 49-yard line. Now it appears to be, not sure if the field goal unit's coming on or the special teams unit. That was a beautiful read by the Oregon State defender, Omar Spates. Omar Spates saw that McIntosh was running, only was gained a yard in the play. Oregon State does call a timeout. It appears to be a quick one. Nope. Oregon State does call a timeout on the play. We'll take a quick 30-second break. You are tuning in to KBVR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
If doctors told us that we'd made a breakthrough on COVID-19, we would rejoice. We'd feel hope that we could live our lives again, get back to work, back to doing what we want. Well, masks are a ticket to that freedom. We can help protect others and save lives by covering our noses and mouths, which is how the virus mainly spreads. Until there's a vaccine, grab the breakthrough that's already here. When we're out, it's masks on. A message to help keep you safe.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
During the break, Washington State punted the ball away. Champ Fleming signaled the fair catch at the 10-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10. For the Beavers at their own 10-yard line with 5:31 left to go in the fourth quarter. Now, the last drive was 8 plays, 72 yards, and resulted in a touchdown. Now, the score is 31-20. The Beavers did attempt to go for a 2-point conversion, but a Jacoby pass to no avail. Therefore, they need to score a touchdown. Maybe go for the 2-point conversion or field goal. Regardless, they need two successful drives for the score touchdowns. And they need to stop Washington State scoring any more points, stop the bleeding. In terms of total yards now, Washington State has 414. Oregon State, 315. Washington State passing yards, 227. Oregon State, 223. Delora, now 18 for 33. With 227 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tristan Jebbia, 21 for 32, 223 yards, and 1 touchdown. In terms of rushing, top rusher for Washington State is Deion McIntosh, 18 rushes, 144 yards, and 1 touchdown. For Oregon State, Jamar Jefferson, 17 rushes, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. It amazes me that Jamar Jefferson has yet to break 100 yards for rushing, but he gets another chance here. In terms of receiving, Javale Harris has been on top of the leaderboard. 7 receptions, 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. For Oregon State, Colby Taylor, 6 receptions, 44 yards, no touchdowns. Now, 1st and 10 from the Oregon State 10-yard line. Scary positioning for Oregon State. They really need to not have a 3 and out here. Such a crucial part. However, the last time the Beavers were within their 15, within the 20-yard line, they got a touchdown. And they started their 9th drive from the 15-yard line. And the offense comes trotting on the field. First and 10 from their own 10. 5:31 left to go in the 4th quarter. Cougars up 31-20 against the Beavers. They get Jetsu. Jebbia gets it. Looks downfield. And his sack fumbles. Luckily, the offensive line was on top of the recovery, resulting in negative yardage. Fumble was recovered at the 1-yard line. Jebbia was brought down by the Washington State defender, resulting in negative yardage. It will be 2nd and 12 from their own 2-yard line. Jebbia in his own end zone. Throws. Pass is caught. It was Flemings with a reception. Stopped at about the 8-yard line. That was 2nd and 18. Now it's 3rd and 12 on their own 8-yard line. With 4:53 left to go in the 4th quarter. Beavers need a miracle right now to convert on 4th down. Jebbia gets the ball. Looks left. Goes downfield. Pass is caught. Flemings breaks a tackle. Stopped at the 21-yard line. Is it enough? Stopped. Broken at the 21-yard line. There's a penalty on the play. Now, the pass was complete to Flemings, automatic first down, but there was a penalty on the play. Doesn't matter now as Jebbia gets the ball again, looks downfield, launches it, pass is bobbled but incomplete. Pass intended for Trayvon Bradford, but no avail. 2nd and 10 from the 21-yard line, 4:30 left to go in the 4th quarter. Clock is stopped after an incomplete pass. Jebbia looks downfield. Screen pass to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson gets the first down and more, stopped at the 40-yard line. Nice screen pass. Tristan Jebbia was looking right and acted as if he was going to throw right, but Jamar Jefferson was right there with the screen. Jebbia threw left, and Jamar Jefferson with the first down. 1st and 10 at the 41-yard line. 4:16 left to go in the 4th quarter. Jebbia launches downfield. Pass is caught. Stopped right at the 50-yard line, gain of about 9 yards. It'll be 2nd and 1 at the 50-yard line. 2nd and 2 at the 49-yard line, with 4:07 left to go in the 4th quarter. There is an injured player on the field for Washington State. After a completed pass to Luke Musgrave for 8 yards, it appears to be George Hicks down on the field. We'll take a quick 30-second break here as they deal with the injury. You are tuning in to KBVR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
Accuracy, relevancy, respect. These are the characteristics the Daily Barometer strives to achieve in its coverage every day. Since 1896, the student-run newspaper on campus has been utilizing the skills of Oregon State University students to start conversations which are open to all voices. The Barrel aims to create reciprocal relationships with communities on campus seeking to make real change. To get involved with the Barrel, visit orangemedianetwork.com and click the Get Involved tab.
Injured Washington State player is taken care of. He is trotting off the field, so luckily he does not seem that hurt. 2nd and 2, 4:07 left to go in the 4th quarter. Washington State leading 31-20 against the Beavers. Second and 2 after a tremendous run by Jamar Jefferson after a screen pass. Jimmy gets the ball. Hands off to Jefferson. Jefferson gets the first down, but is tackled at the 45-yard line, the 46-yard line. Doesn't matter. Gets the first down for the Beavers. First and 10 at the 46-yard line with 4:01 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jebeah snaps, looks right, throws right, pass is completed to Javon Bradford, who hit at the 40-yard line, gained about 6 yards. He's now second and 5 at the Cougars' 41-yard line with 3:47 left to go. Jamar Jefferson with the rush, gained of about 4 yards, stopped right at the 34-yard line, just shy of a first down. 31. Jebeah tries a QB sneak. Jebeah does sneak it. Not sure if we got the first down or not. It was 31 at the 37 with 2:28 left to go. Each of these teams with 2 timeouts left. It is enough for a first down. Now first and 10 at the Cougars' 36-yard line. 3:25 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jebeah launches it downfield. Pass is complete. Javon Bradford and steps out of bounds. That stops the clock. That is the second consecutive Oregon State first down. We first and 10 from the 23-yard line. 3:18 left to go in the fourth quarter. Score is 31-20. Jebeah looks right. Pass is incompleted. Incomplete. Second and 10 at the 23-yard line. Score is 31-20. Beavers looking to stop the bleeding. Second and 10 at the Cougars 23-yard line. 3:03 left to go in the fourth quarter. Pass incomplete to Colby Taylor as Armani Marsh with the tackle. Take a jet sweep to Javon Bradford. Jebeah with the ball. Pass is completed to Javon Bradford. Stopped right at the 15-yard line. Questionable tackle. The bench wants a horse collar tackle. Call. Now 3rd and 1 at the 14. Jamar Jefferson rushes. Gets the first down. And scores a touchdown for OSU. Rushing from the 14-yard line. It's a touchdown. OSU, Jamar Jefferson, his 3rd touchdown of the game and of the season. Beautiful play by Tristan Jebeah. 15-yard touchdown. That's his 3rd touchdown of the game. Score is now 31-26, with the extra point, it would be 27. Going for the 2-point conversion, Jebeah. Pass is completed. 2-point conversion is successful this time. Score is now 31-28. After that 2-point conversion was successful, Champ Fleming's the receiver. Score is now 31-28, only down by 3 points, with 2:39 left to go in the fourth quarter. It was a beautiful pass by Jebeah. Jebeah saw that Fleming's was wide open, threw it right to him, got 2-point conversion, stopped the beating just a bit. Beavers only down by a field goal now. Score is now 31-28 with 2:39 left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick 2-minute break. You are tuning in to KBVR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't mean it's totally safe. Did you know the long-term effects of vaping have not yet been fully documented? Products from companies like Juul contain addictive nicotine and haven't been reviewed or tested by the FDA. OSU students who want to join the Great American Smokeout and quit all nicotine products can get help here on campus for free. The folks at Student Health Services have the knowledge and the products to help students quit safely. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Now, it appears to be 31-28, and the Beavers attempted the onside kick, but there is no word yet as to who received the ball. Are you kidding me? Now, if you guys watched the game earlier, USC versus Arizona State, USC also scored their onside kick. It is Washington State with the onside kick recovery. Nice attempt by the Beavers, but to no avail. You can't blame them for going for the onside kick. They're down by three, down by a field goal. They need to score. 2:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's now first and 10 at the Beaver 44-yard line. Delora back on the field leading his offense. It was Everett Hayes with the onside kick attempt, but recovered by Travion Brown from Washington State. Delora signals left. Sees the ball. Hands off to Travion Bell. And Travell Harris has just scored a touchdown for the Cougars. Score is now 37-28. Cougars. Oregon State's really wondering if the onside kick attempt was worth it. They were down by three, now they're down by 10. Score is now 37-28. Blake Moss with the extra point attempt. It was Travell Harris with a 44-yard rushing touchdown for the Cougars. Blake Moss drills the extra point. Score is now 38-28. In what was a close game for the Beavers has now turned into a nightmare as that onside kick attempt was not successful. And on top of that, Travell Harris rushed 44 yards for a touchdown. Score is now 38-28 in the fourth quarter, 2:29. Left to go. That was the quickest drive for Washington State. One play, 44 yards, compared to Oregon State's last drive, where it was 14 plays and 90 yards. To be fair, Washington State did start at the Oregon State 44-yard line after the onside kick recovery. And the onside kick, if you watched earlier, they watched earlier's game, USC versus Arizona State. USC also had their own onside kick recovery. And Oregon State was probably trying to emulate that in a sense, but it was not successful at all. Both special teams units back on the field already. I got to tell you, that one's got to sting for the Beavers. You were down by three, now you're down by 10. That's got to hurt for them. Now all you do is put it back in your head and play two more minutes of football. Dragicevic with the kick. Flemings catches it at the 5-yard line. Rushes. Runs right left. Runs out of bounds at the 25-yard line. First and 10, Beavers. 2:24 left to go in the fourth quarter at their own 24-yard line. Now, if you're Jebbia, the question is, what do you do? You're down by three, and you're down by ten. Oregon State really needs to score on this drive. 38-28. Cougars leading. 2:24 left in the fourth quarter. Jebbia gets the ball. Looks downfield. Screen passes it to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson runs. Tackled at the 26-yard line. Only gets about 2 yards on the play. Second and 8. Beavers, 2:12 left to go in the fourth quarter. Clock is running. Second and 8, the 27-yard line. Jebbia gets the ball, looks downfield, screens it to Jamar Jefferson again. Jefferson breaks a couple tackles, is down by his own teammate, right at the 34-yard line. Now it's 31 to go at the 34-yard line, with a minute and 43 left to go in the fourth quarter. Hands off Jefferson again. Jefferson at the 40. But there was a fumble on the play. Fumble. Who has it? Oregon State does regain control of it, luckily. So it's a first down. Scary close situation for the Beavers if they would have given up that fumble. First and 10. First and 10 at the 39-yard line with a minute 24 left to go in the fourth quarter. Washington State subbing some players in, taking some players out. First and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Jamie gets the ball, looks downfield, throws it, pass is completed. Tackled at the 45-yard line, but forward progress puts him at the 50. That's a first down. Another dart to Colby Taylor. Jimmy gets the ball. Jimmy looks downfield, runs with it. Slides right at the 40-yard line. Is it enough for a first down? Second and 1 at the 41-yard line with a minute left to go in the fourth quarter. Oregon State calls their second timeout. They have one more left to go. Score is 38-28 Cougars. Second and 1 at the 41-yard line with a minute left to go in the fourth quarter. Now, if you're Oregon State, you really need to score on this drive and miraculously get another onside kick that's successful this time and then score again in order to even attempt to tie the game. Down by 10 with a minute left to go does not look good for the Beavers. Not a promising start to the season for the Beavers. Down by 10. Unit back on the field. Jebby gets the ball. Runs right. Throws downfield. Pass completed to Tyrod Bradford. Only gains about 5 yards in the play. Still enough for a first down. First and 10 from the 40 with 54 seconds left to go. Ball was caught out of bounds. Stop the clock. Jeremy gets the ball. Launches it downfield. Pass is incomplete. Tegan Quatoriano. Pass. Second and 10 from the Cougars 40 with 49 seconds left to go. Beavers are not going down without a fight. Jebbia gets the ball. Looks downfield. Avoids a sack. Catches the ball. Pass is caught. Kobe Taylor with another reception. Runs out of bounds. Stops the clock. 35 at the own 35-yard line. 43 seconds left to go. Here, Oregon State down by 10 with 40 seconds left to go. This does not look good. Maybe he gets the ball. Looks left, throws to Champ Flemings. Champ Flemings breaks a couple tackles. Tackle right at the 29-yard line. That's enough for the first down. 35 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. First and 10 at the 29. Jebbia spikes the ball. Jebbia spikes the ball, stops the clock. Second and 10 at the 29-yard line. The Cougars 29-yard line. The field goal unit's on the field. Everett Hayes for the extra point. The field goal attempt, excuse me. Everett Hayes Timeout on the field, 30 seconds. Now, Everett Hayes, all the pressure's on. You have to make this field goal attempt to bring the score down to 7. Then from there, you have to go get the onside kick, hopefully score from there as well, to even tie the game. Now, Everett Hayes is the same player that tried the onside kick, was unsuccessful, and ultimately led to the Beavers, to the Cougars scoring. The goal attempt is 38 yards. From the 37-yard line, Everett Hayes getting in position. Kick is good. Oh, stand corrected. Kick is incomplete. Shanked to the left. Score is still 38-28 Beavers. That pretty much was their only chance at any type of comeback. DeLorean's offense going on the field for one final time. 38-28. It appears to be that DeLorean's offense will be kneeling this one out. First and 10 on their own 29-yard line. DeLora kneels it out, and that solidifies the win for the Cougars. DeLora's going to let the clock run out. Final score, 38, Washington State, Oregon State, 28. After losing a heartbreaker in Pullman, another heartbreaker here in Corvallis. Oregon State rushing to the locker room. Final score, 38 Washington State, Oregon State, 28. We'll take a quick minute break. You are listening to KBR Corvallis, 88.7 FM.
Hey everyone, this is Lindsay Schnell with Sports Illustrated and former sports editor for the Daily Barometer. You want to work for the Barometer? I think you do. At Student Media, you get to ask questions, tell stories, and find your voice. Interested? Visit orangemedianetwork.com or visit the fourth floor of the Student Experience Center and get involved today.
Do you like art? How about photography, poetry, or storytelling? Well, PRISM has a place for you. PRISM is the arts and literary journal here at OSU, and we are always accepting student submissions for art from people of all interests, backgrounds, and majors. Find the entry form on our blog, orangemedianetwork.com/prism, or reach out to us at prism@oregonstate.edu or find us on social media at OSU PRISM. See you soon.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you can promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Hey yo, this is Tenon. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis. Tune in.
Some main breakaways from today. Freshman quarterback Jaden DeLora, 18 for 33, 227 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Jaden DeLora, freshman quarterback, new head coach, new school, new system. He proved that he is a Pac-12 worthy quarterback, and it'll be a threat to this conference. Overall, the Oregon State defense, Hamilcar Rashid Jr., who is known for being tied third nationally for sacks, didn't receive a single sack this game. It makes you question where the Oregon State defense stands. And after losing a heartbreaker in Pullman last season, 54-53, the Oregon State Beavers lose another heartbreaker, 38-28, here in Corvallis. another heartbreaker, but Oregon State defense has to put this game in the past and move on to the present. For the next game, Oregon State will next be playing Washington on November 14th, kickoff schedule for 8 p.m. Meanwhile, Washington State will be playing against Oregon at home. Kickoff is still determined for that time. Well, that is my time on the broadcast. For the final time, my name is Andres Los Santos, your play-by-play commentator, and I hope you have enjoyed this broadcast. Just want to say thank you for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed, and good night from Reese Stadium.
What up, though? This is Merce, and you are checking out KBVR in Corvallis. Stay tuned. Peace.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, we all want someone, and we all want something. Life can be so simple when we just want one thing. Yeah, we all want someone. Yeah, we all want something. If there's one thing I know, we're gonna be super fly. It's how I'm feeling on a summer night. Come pretty lady, I'ma hold you tight. Just know that I will always say goodbye. I'm feeling super fly. You don't believe what's here before your eyes. Got gasoline and I just need the fire. No transportation, I've been getting high.
Fly, I do this for life. King of the clouds, there's a ribbon.